Blog Talk Radio.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Wonderful day it is to be alive, like my homeboy always say. It's a great day to be alive. Welcome all of you. Let me just let you know, we had a wonderful time yesterday. I told you we're going to head out and do some more investigative programming like we used to do, because COVID ain't scaring nobody no more. So we went to the Trump rally yesterday, and it was unfriggin' believable how much energy this old sucker can have. And I'm going to tell you, just by comparison, now I'm not here to make anybody look bad. I'm not here to make you vote. I ain't here to do none of that. I'm here to bring you the facts about an event that was bigger than you could imagine. And how we, your host, Dry Bone, was treated with such accolades. It was unbelievable. I mean, I have to say for myself, I told people the shirt I was going to wear was going to get. I had more. I'm on Facebook probably everywhere in the country right now for what I had on. And you know what? I made that shirt right before Obama came into power. Right before Obama came into power. So it's a lot of things going on. A phone call. Mute yourself. Mute everybody. Mute yourself. Or I'll mute you. One of the two. So one. This is how it works. Now, I am going to bring what we seen there. I took some pictures, and it was a lot of white folks there. They were all persuasions. We was probably for sure the minority. For sure. Ain't no if, ands about it in this one. But nonetheless, I told you, when you go into the fiery furnace, you got to be ready because you're going to come out shining like gold. So we goes in there and we went and like I said before, told you on this program these last 8 years, it's fulfilling itself with factual happenings. It ain't like, oh, we said it years ago and this shit ain't happened yet. We said it years ago, not just the 8 years on radio. It's a whole history of work done by the Dry Bones that proves what we have been saying. They even had a man about real estate up there. I'm telling you, I'm starting to get back in form, you know. And I'll be up there at Lakeland. We're gonna get some old abandoned buildings that were stores that people. We're gonna do it, bro. Get ready. We ain't gonna play games. And if you think just watching football and basketball and sports all day is fulfilling your life, this may not be the program for you. If you think sitting back all the time and complaining, this may not be the program for you. May not be. Because the history shows, factually, not made up in our heads, that black people have a very significant role in this whole outcome. Such as facts. But we're going to hit it hard where we started off last week. I feel vindicated, meaning you feel vindicated. And I'm glad you do, because everything you've been telling friends, family, and everything, watch this year. They're going to break down. Guarantee it. They're going to break down and start saying shit like, man, I already had this experience. Man, we should have voted for Biden. Now, I didn't even tell nobody who to vote for. They actually telling me now. I don't even tell them. They obviously must assume. But, you know, and by the way, we are not a Republican. You know, I'm not a Republican on card. I got my card right here, and I was ready to show anybody independent. People ask me why. Because we got the right to vote for whoever's in our best interest, just like everybody else. I want to talk to my Hispanic brothers and sisters today as well, because you were in there. Woo-woo! Big time. Wow. Sunrise, Florida. Woo-woo! Big time. And I mean, we had what a beautiful crowd. Let me just say that much. Woo. Women in high heels running up and down the damn. I mean, this was their political festival. I want to shout out to my brother, Blacks for Trump. We hugged up, sat up, and it was good to see each other. Had a good time. Everybody who was out there, we had a good time. But like I say, I'm on Facebook all over the country right now. Just because I wore a shirt I made. Anybody who know me know I made that shirt right before Obama got elected. They used to be mad at me. Because facts matters. Are y'all ready for the program? Let's see, we are. Those of you who are the first time listeners, get ready, because everything is fact filled and we don't play. We give it to you raw and with some Vaseline. Just depend how sweet you're looking. Now, we're going to get it on this morning. As you know, former President Trump, he had a thing up here in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, called the Freedom Tour. And just a few, to sit back and hit some things before I bring all y'all back in here. He hinted at another run for 2024. He pretty much said, I will be back. I don't know if he meant Arnold Schwarzenegger will be back, but he said, I will be back. And so I took it as, in the health that I seen, and I was up there, close, having a good time. He's way more cognizant than Biden. I mean, I don't see how anybody can even. The man could take hours without even looking at the damn teleprompter. So the game for somebody, this is what they said there. If somebody been the game 50 years and can't hardly talk, and somebody been the game in politics for just 4, but not in the financial world, because he's been in the financial world, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Now, I'm talking right now to a lot of people, because we're not here to make you be anything. Your conscience is going to make you change. I cannot do that. Your own con sense, because it got con, because it will con you. Oh, yeah, your mind will con you, for real. Now, from what I'm seeing, he talked, boom. Now, I had to go through a litany of people before we got to him, which was the headliner. That's when the place was packed. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to kick it on to about Candace Owens. I seen Dan Bongini. I miss Sarah Huckabee. I didn't really mind. And I miss the sheriff. I ain't mind, because that thing was early. So we got there around the time where we seen Dan Bongini. Now, Dan said some shit, threw me off a little bit. He was kicking it hard, though. But he said he took the vaccination. And I was like, me and some people, you know, we were like, whoa, whoa, you know, because you could yell out in that bad boy. I was yelling. Oh, yes, yes. They, oh, man, I knew what the, yeah, I was yelling the right words. People turn around, high-fiving me. I said, man, look at this. See, I see why they don't know. They dumb, too. Believe me. See, not everybody, but they got some people there. When I said Rothschild Family Control, everything, they turned around and high-fived me. I said, oh, shit. But anyway, we went through all this high-fiving and shit, having a good time. And we heard, like I say, Don Benjoni said he got vaccinated. I said, vaccinated? Man, why is Fox people on Fox, you know, promoting that they ain't with what took Dr. Fauci did, but you took damn vaccination? So he was kicking it to that point. I gave him a 5. He was almost at an 8 until he said he got vaccinated. I said, oh, man, shit, I don't know. You might turn to a Klingon, man. You already had cancer. You know, ain't no telling what's going to happen to your ass. That's what I'm thinking, because they even said what's in the vaccine. I mean, he dogging Fauci. But you took the vaccine. So I'm like this, like, okay. Next, Candace come out. Now, Candace do look like Queen Candace. I mean, you know, she got a face that look like, wow, you know, check this out. But the body covered up because she's pregnant again. The dude is hitting it on a regular now. She about to have a Brady Bunch or some shit. Anyway, she kicking her normal sepulchral rhetoric, which was, you know, I was used to it. I had no problem. But she said something that put her up 2 notches. She was almost at a 6. She said, I didn't get vaccinated, and my baby fine, and my baby's this, that fine. I said, okay, and here's one who did not get vaccinated. She talked about the vaccine, and then she talked about black people, which, you know, that's her thing. And you got to think about this, black folks who are listening. How uninformed can you possibly be? Really? I mean, I've heard black folks now talking about poor Ukrainians. And I said to myself, man, poor Ukrainians. You know they're coming over here, right? And we found out during the program that the neo-Nazis now running Ukraine. Now, that ain't that. Now, I warned y'all, those of you who know me long, I gave a thing of, back in the day at a school. I said, Europe is going to turn into the New World Hitler Order soon as the Vatican and the Pope of Russia, who just is about to meet again, Pope Chris, y'all don't forget all this short-term memory. Remember we did a show years ago about the Pope of Russia and the Pope of Ukraine, or the Pope of the Russian Church, Pope Krell, or something like that, Krell, with a K, and they met in Antarctica secretly after they met in Cuba. We got the archives. Just go to the archives. We got a bunch of good ones that shows we ain't lying. Now, it is unbelievable that fulfillment is now coming out. They ran by the Nazis. The Nazis now have reformed in Ukraine, and they claim that's who Hitler fighting. Now, Putin fighting. Now, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, she kicking on some level like that, how, you know, we watching all this and the TV, and they was right. The TV does brainwash us. No matter what you watch, YouTube, because, see, you think your computer is not a TV, you know you might be a little delusional. Because that's a major TV right in your hand and everything else. Life pulses, everything. Dick Hardner, everything is in that. Shit. Now, she got some Nazis, so I'm going to give her an 8. Because she did her normal TV shit. And then she kicked it up a notch about that vaccine, how they, you know, blah, 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 and how it, you know, Fauci, now she kicked it. Then we got to the money game. Now, the money game, I got on my phone slot. I can't put it on here yet. But the man was kicking the man. We should not be scared of a depression. You know why? Because wealth is made during this time. Wealth is made. No doubt about it. History proved. I had to psych myself into this belief. I said, you know what? What am I scared of? This shit go down, I might become a mogul. I can buy up all kind of shit with a group of people who got sense enough. See, that's the key. You got to be around sensible people. That's another thing that was said at that thing. They said they brought in these people. Can't think of this dude's name now because but I got his cars and everything else. But I might have it here. I have to go back when we do a commercial break and get it out the car. But I'm going to say this. It laid down some serious stuff in your mind and say, look at this. Now, I'm looking at the crowd, people coming in from all over the place. Now, we in Sunrise. I don't know if y'all ever been to Florida, but that's a rich-ass part of Florida. Okay? The Panthers play there. The Florida Panthers hockey team, you know, they ain't shit. But nonetheless, neither is the Sabres, but nonetheless, got to be fair to everybody out here. Now, we watching all this. Like I said, Kansas gone. Now we got more people because, you know, you had quite a few. But here come the late hitters. Now, Kimberly Guilfoyle, supposed to be the girlfriend of Donald Trump Jr. And let me tell you, cleavage is everywhere. I'm at the podium like, what the hell? She made sure you was looking very good at her. And let me say, she gave her normal rhetoric. I'm only going to give her a 6, really, because I didn't see a lot of what it was just, you know, what I see on TV. That's why I say I might not watch the news, none this week after what I've been through, because that was News Central. So news is out. All music this week. Anything I watch going to be music, because, man, I mean, we talking about from 10 o'clock to 8 that they played this. Boo, I'm telling you. But then I got to give Donald Trump Jr. some credit. I'm going to say this. I see the dude, if Trump don't run, his father, they're going to put that dude up in there. Because he kicked it really good. And let me tell you, they were straight out like it was street. He said, you got to be assholes. I was sitting in the text house to vote it how y'all watch what took place. I said, yeah, man, that's interesting. And the biggest assholes I'm thinking about is black folks. I'm like, man. These assholes voted for this dude. And I know you did. It's obvious. And they ain't get shit. They ain't get a damn thing after they went berserk, tearing up shit. Some of you got people in jail for following these dumb BLM people. And think about it. I thought about it good because, you know, you watch this shit and you say, man, I'm looking at the crowd because we are a true minority. I mean, if anything happened to us, we would have been gone and dismembered. And I'm going to tell you, it was all kinds. I gave y'all a picture of one of the baddest Masonic Confederate shirts I've ever seen. I mean, Grandmaster, the three lights, everything is in this picture, man. But I'll give it to those who can understand it because they don't need to be giving that out to play with. Anyway, I gave it to y'all, though. Now, I'm sitting up there, man. I said, man, he's so right. I said, dude, Christian churches are voted for people whose son is a pedophile. Go on my thing. I got pictures. Son is a pedophile. Son, I mean, everybody might got some drug addict people in the family, but goddamn. Not only is he drugging them, they sex trafficking them all through. Don't you know that Ukraine is the sex trafficking of Eastern Europe? That's where the Serbian, that's where the word slave, Slavic come from. That means they were already prostituted by the Majihad. I mean, don't y'all get this? These people are the same people that you call slaves. Slavic, slave, Slavic. Anybody with etymology understand and know what I'm talking about. They are already sex trafficking. Then this dude goes and make a deal. And black folks act like it's okay. You getting caught everywhere you do, blacks. Anything you do, you under surveillance. This dude could walk over into a country, get money for shit he ain't. You might was still then, because, hell, that's what they doing. Hell, but you ain't going to get away with it. And to have that type of talk and see the thing on the boards and stuff. I said, man, what kind of people in church? Think about it. You okay with sex trafficking then? That's really what you're saying. Subliminally, you know how in the county you gotta call subliminal racism, like you don't know you're doing it. You know that's how dumb they think we are. I'm unconscious to the racism. This actually, I took a class. It was just unbelievable. But it goes along with what we're seeing. Yeah, you unconscious racist. You unconsciously stupid, because anybody could watch a group get promised by leaders who look like you that they gonna take care of you because Biden loves you. Okay. Now, we're going to do some weighing of the heart today. You know, that eat my out stuff that y'all claim y'all believe in. Y'all got to look at where your heart at now. And it may be really low. That's why you can't get nowhere. Because anybody this dumb that can watch a dude go get some money from a country that is slave trafficking, that is selling everything on the black market, also got neo-Nazis in control now. That should be a wake-up call. The president is a goddamn Saturday Night Live comedian who met with Trump in 2019, and that's where they said they had that so-called call. You could tell he was trying to set him up back then. You could see it when you see. I said, man, it's like a movie. So I said to myself, wow. Now, in all that, Donald Trump Jr., I'm going to give him a goddamn nine. I'm nine. He talks straight up. Talk the way it needs to be talked. He asked you, how dumb could it be? How unlikely would it be that, you know, Russia would actually be losing? You actually think Russia is losing? What idiot who know a little bit about war or history about Russia? I heard somebody the other day, we was sitting there eating, and, you know, there was actually something. There's some dumb people out here in white suit. I mean, don't get it twisted. I'm just jumping on everybody because stupidity is universal. So, it ended up being that the conversation at the spot was saying how Russia looked like they could be losing. And I'm sitting up there saying, now here's a country that got Cuba under control, a lot of the Caribbean, parts of all Central America. Mainly all of Russia is in India. It got, you know, mixtures with them. The Muslim population is in Russia as well, and they're supposed to be really cool. And now we got China, who is even cooler with them. And you think, in your infantile mind, a slave nation called Ukraine is able to beat off Russia. Now, that's when you know you got some badass weed or some good-ass whatever you taking. If it's candy, you better be careful what you take. Because if you can believe that delusion, you on more than just candy. You on crack cocaine. Because anybody who can say that a small Slavic country can hold off Russia, you got to be on drugs. Now, let's start this program. What is the gain from all this? What is the gain? The gain is organized banksters, which dance with the Rothschilds, like everybody else in the West. Now, they even said Trump, who I'll get to later, laid it down about that. He's a 10 on that one. I mean, the cat running around the stage, getting everybody hyped up, making sense at an old age, too. So, you know, cognizant is not really... It's really mental and deterioration of the body, because you can be, I mean, most of the old people in there was old people everywhere. They into this shit. Now, to get to the reality of all this, these banksters who Trump said are rhinos, Liz Cheney, Murkowski, they all, like y'all been saying. So y'all been vindicated. Y'all been right. You've been arguing about the same thing. I told y'all saying the same thing. How many times you heard me say it? Y'all saying the same thing. Because we don't trust both parties. Even they don't trust the party. So that's common sense right now. But so these banksters, they're preparing for the Third World War. They preparing for the start, because it's already started, but they preparing for the actual, so y'all can get terrified, because they said it, they love terrorizing us. That was said all night long. Terror squad. With a Fat Joe and shit, terror squad on your ass. They terror squadding you. That's why I say, think about the words you're saying, which was said in that program. We say some dumb shit all the time. Sometimes you got to deprogram yourself from that. Now, let's get into the heart of this. Now, Russia demands are perfectly legitimate, believe it or not. I don't know if y'all know anything about negotiations and all that, but if you listen to some of this, all they saying is what everybody else say, this was ours, we want it back, you know, hey, we got a lot invested in this, blah, blah, blah. We done killed, y'all done killed off the other president, he done ran off, you put a puppet guy in here, what's the call? Okay, legit. Then we go on now, it says, this is the first series of challenges that the globalists have faced right now, because this is a globalist war. Y'all should know this. The globe, East versus West, should come to your mind. You know, and I ain't talking about the Crips, even though it's based on the same philosophy. Now, the thing is, we should support Russia instead of embracing nuclear catastrophe. This is what the banksters are coming to say, because they feel like if they go any further, it could be, they got missiles now that would jack your ass up and leave buildings standing. That's just the first phase they ain't used. They got other ones that would disintegrate your whole body. Okay, just look it up. So I don't think we even want to get into this, really. But because of sheeps led to the slaughter, like your great Bible says. So ask yourself that question. Do you really want to go through this, people? Over some slave nation that's been set up for sacrifice by globalists, you be the judge after this program. Now, Russia can turn the West into a crisp in a matter of minutes and vice versa. That was said, at Trump made that clear. He threatened everybody, well, if you try this, I'm going to show you what we got, blah, blah. So it stopped. He had no war, which was true. Only dude, they had no conflict in the whole time, no war, just took out one dude. And that's all I can say about that one. Facts do matter. But nonetheless, here's where it gets crazy. Leaders are in the West. This is what they're saying. Is this what you want? The West? Leaders are traitors and errand boys for the Rothschild families. Unquote. Errand boys for the Rothschild family. That came from a quote from a World News affiliate. That the Western people, the West, us, your leaders, the Maxine Waters, the Black Caucus, Sheila Jackson, all of them want you to go to war. And guess who going front line and center, people? I put that on there so you can see who they're going to send first. And let me tell you, it ain't going to be pretty either. So we're going to start this program like we always started, with the facts. Because this is a program that facts matter. We know that some of you, we ain't here to make you do a thing. Matter of fact, I already told you, I don't even care if you vote. That's on you. I don't care if you do anything. That's on you. But when the shit hit the fan, we'll see the real you, though. You can talk all that shit on the phones and all this shit. Wait till you can't get no damn food. I'm going to see how your ass talked in. I'm going to see y'all be talking about, I'm going to go and do this, this, and that. I'm going to see. We're all going to see, really. Because it's going to be interesting to see if gas goes to $7, $8, $9, $10. That means all food will have to go up. Ain't that something? All food. Not some food. All food. So get ready. Because my man say, he'll be back. We'll be back right after this commercial as we set this board up for you. Get ready.
And the brother told me he was going to go to the sun. I said, brother, if you go to the sun, you're going to burn it up. He said, no, when I go to the sun, I'm going to go at night. I said, yeah, right. The brother's tripping. Folks get down in the sunshine.
bees and things and flies. Yes, I do. Just bees and things and flies. Just bees and things and flies. Just bees and things and flies.
My body loves the sunshine. That's why we in the sunshine state. All right, we got everything straightened out. One of the clips that I wanted to play for you did not pass over, so we're trying to put it back in place. So we're going to hang with you. But let me go even further before I bring y'all in. Get ready. I got y'all on the line. Hands up. You got hands up. Maybe put your hands up on number one if you want to hit in this conversation. Also, another report. I had a good time getting information yesterday. Another report yesterday. See, I told you, facts, vindication. Vindication. Goes on to say, I found a clip said, the U.S. Center for Disease Control says it has removed tens of thousands of deaths it had attributed to COVID-19 happened because the agency was mistakenly counting deaths not related to COVID-19. They mistakenly added them in. Jasmine Reed, spokesman for the agency, told the Epoch Times yesterday. Or the day before. Okay, so that's two vindications that we are now can possibly look at ourselves and say, wow, have we slipped again? Here, we told you, many of you on the line told people that they was putting the deaths of regular shit that you was already sickly with, diabetes, heart, triple bypasses and shit, all the shit you have been going through. And just because you went to the hospital and allowed them to put a ventilator on you that blew your lungs out, now they're coming back and saying, oh, man, guess what? We made a mistake. You actually died of pneumonia, not COVID. I'm sorry. Now, how y'all feel? I mean, you got to tell me. Hit the number one button. We've been telling y'all. I said, man, they making this shit up. Money being given to hospitals. No, man, you full of, man. I know somebody died of COVID last week, man. What? What he had? Well, he was about 350, but so what? Okay, he was 350, had diabetes, and he was still eating hamburgers. Okay, thank you. All right, let's get it on, man. Let's get this program started. I just want y'all to see the hypocrisy that's in the minds of the people. I mean, it's almost frightening. It really is. To know that on one hand you'll say this, and on another hand you'll do that. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the Rothschild family is running things. We got to play this for y'all again. They got this thing set up in a three-part theatrical play. Everything's three. World War III, you know, that's what, I mean, of all things that go on, they may, like, category. I mean, it's millennials of history, but we got these three great wars that, two of them got to happen already, and then we got this third one, all based off European stuff. First of all, that's the part I'm trying to get y'all to see. Just based off some European shit. Now, NATO, Trump told you NATO wasn't going to do shit unless they paid their due. My man say, screw that. He going to get you in a, what? What he going to get you in? A plan to put you in a war for somebody else's borders while your dumb ass has got borders open right down here, ain't making no fun. And then black folks, you are the most got to be craziest group. Here it is. Everybody they bringing in is living in your hood. Because my man said it was a hood. He said, because y'all ain't neighbors no more. I said, wow, that's deep. Yeah, you know what? They see spell words, hood. Not Robin Hood, hood. Neighborhood, the key word would be, would you be my neighbor? Now, that don't even exist no more. I guarantee you, many of you don't even know nobody on your street except for the person maybe next door and don't really know them. Ain't no neighbors. It's just hood. And your hood's about to be taken over by investors, hopefully one of me. Because y'all going to end up giving it away when the taxes go up because you voted for it, a Green Deal. What idiot would vote for a Green Deal? Now, the money that you gave away, everybody, is going now to Ukraine. You ain't asked no more where the COVID money at. I ain't heard nobody say, what happened to all the COVID money? Forgot that part, huh? It's gone. Or it's buying real estate for who's coming over here. Now, time to get in the game. People get rich during this time. So I'm going to put, we just got to bring that to fruition in your mind that this ain't doom and gloom. Just get ready to get it. Because these banking families are counting on you staying stupid.
I care not what puppet is placed upon the throne of England to rule the empire on which the sun never sets. The man who controls Britain's money supply controls the British Empire, and I control the British money supply. On March 31st, 2018, the Edmund D. Rothschild Fund published that they would be investing in SBI Ripple for XRP. The Rothschild Fund invested in SBI because it owns an 8.7 stake in Ripple's XRP, or 8.7 billion XRP. The elites are in control and they're positioning their wealth accordingly. The news revolving around crypto, the macro events, the regulation, the software, payment hubs, G20, COVID, stimulus, the falling global economy, the world is setting up for a digital asset paradigm shift. This setup is no coincidence.
Would returning to gold standard help the U.S. economy? What, can you talk a little about your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say I don't see it so much as returning, but more of a back to the future.
Okay.
I think that...
Today, the Senate Banking Committee has approved Judy Shelton for a nomination to the Federal Reserve Board of Governors.
What a gold standard stands for is monetary discipline for its own sake. That is, if
monetary discipline for its own sake, debts are at an all-time high. More stimulus will be coming.
Money is supposed to be a unit of account and a reliable measure and a dependable store of value. It really shouldn't be subject to who's the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Remember, President Trump is the one pushing for Judy Shelton to get in.
I think that money needs to be stable and provide the foundation for productive economic growth.
Bringing back the gold standard would be very hard to do, but boy, would it be wonderful. We'd have a standard on which to base our money.
I like the idea of a gold standard. I mean, it could be used in a very cryptocurrency way.
There is no such thing as a coincidence. In this screenshot, Judy Shelton liked the GIF XRP, the standard.
Cryptocurrency way.
Gold and silver are inching their way up to all-time record highs. Gold and silver's market cap dwarfs cryptocurrency's market cap. When crypto decides to go bullish, it's going to go very quick. Last Saturday, the G20 met to talk about cross-border payments. The Office of the Comptroller issued an interpretive letter. This letter discussed virtual currencies and is now allowing national banks to have custody of crypto assets. Things like this are happening because they're supposed to happen. This is not by chance.
U.S. regulators, I think, are being more vocal. And frankly, we could also talk on a global basis. There's certainly other governments and regulatory dynamics going on in other countries. Here in the U.S., though, I would highlight, you know, the interim lead of the OCC is a guy, Brian Brooks, who used to be the general counsel at Coinbase and a very, very impressive resume prior to that. And you know, his role now at the OCC, I think you are seeing the opportunity to take a more aggressive role in advancing fintech companies. You know, you saw at least some careful but support from the CFTC that came out recently around crypto futures. So you know, you're seeing some of that. Even not that long ago, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, CFPB, highlighted how digital assets, and actually specifically calling out how XRP can be used in a way to help significantly lower the cost of cross-border remittance. So you are seeing examples of this, but a lot of this, you know, even the CFTC had to kind of delicately step around needing clarity from the SEC first. And until that clarity exists, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of examples where we're going to lack the U.S. investment without that clarity.
Well, as the head of Ripple, there's no...
The chief legal officer of Coinbase. But I also have a background in fintech and traditional finance. And I'm not going to say a ton about my own background. You're welcome to look at what's in front of you on the screen, obviously. But what I will tell you is crypto is the most perfect intersection of tech and finance. Crypto projects are fundamentally trying to disintermediate traditional money and traditional finance. But the regulatory regime that you have to deal with as you do that is a financial services regime. And that's the education I want to give you today. So I'm going to try and address four.
Now, I'm stopping because I know I've heard the whole thing yesterday, some of it, by this type of personnel that's talking now. Let me say this before I open up the mics. Hit the number one button if you want to get on this. What you think? Will I be back? Help us out? Or it's going to take a lot more? Just think about that one for a minute. And also, the reason why we played that, because while the war is permeating in your mind, that's what they're working on. Biden will do an executive order that will cause the United States, once China sells its money and oil to the Arabs, they will be prepared to do what you just heard, go into the digital world. So you may not think, and that will be because guess how many, see, y'all didn't take into account when it said eat the babies. I'm going to play that for those because a lot of people probably going to hear this for the first time who we gave cards to yesterday. And you didn't even know AOC had a court meeting. And she told you she was going to eat the kids. That's why they want 5 years old to wear face masks. We'll play that a little later for those of you who are new. But nonetheless, Biden plans to use the executive order. And they will confiscate all funds because now you have no funds. Money is worthless. Are you ready for the Helios? It is that time because when we get to the hot, I don't know if y'all want to do Hot Money Day. I'll get with y'all in a minute. Let me open up the mic for y'all. Hit number 1-888-554. Appreciate the love. Joining the Helios and the Dry Bones. Appreciate.
What's up, bro?
Oh, man, a lot. a hell of a lot.
Simple question, simple answer. Hey, yeah. I gotta give a little pushback. I'm only speaking in terms for a minute of Region 5, Chicago, Illinois, yada, yada, yada. The COVID fear is still there. You want to know why?
Wow.
Shouldn't nobody be surprised?
No,
I'm going to tell you why. The local government, I ain't talking about the federal government, the local government here, that includes your mayor, you know, Lightfoot, and Cook County President, Perwinkle, Governor Pritzker, they're the ones that told the people to put on the mask initially when we had the whole COVID, so-called COVID thing break out. But people was already putting on even before they told them to do it. Now they told them about a month ago, you could take them off. They still wearing them.
Yep.
So what does that tell you right there?
Mental slavery. You've been saying, that's why I say you should be extra vindicated, man. I tell people, I say, sometimes vindication is more, it's like an elixir. It's better than money. Like, damn, my mind is on top of it. So, hey, you've been saying the same thing. What's your take on the people then? Is you think the mass seems...
Here's the thing, as far as the people now, I've seen the same thing in Memphis because, remember, we had a conversation a few weeks ago and we was out of town.
Mm-hmm.
That was no accident.
Right.
I've seen
the
same thing with the black folks in Memphis and the black folks in Mississippi.
Right.
So something's not right with some of us, you know. And I'm saying that in a respectful respectful way.
Then
at the same time, with this whole Biden situation and Trump, even when they have the election, a lot of black folks got blinded and distracted again with the so-called race thing. Well, why are you voting for Biden? Well, you know, Trump is a racist. And I'm like, where are you getting this shit from? You watching the damn TV again? You're not sitting up there doing your own research? And I guarantee you right now, right here, right now, bruh, if Trump does run for re-election again, don't be surprised if people here go back and vote for Biden again.
No.
Mark that down. That's a quote. Quote me on that.
That's why I told you this program was based on me. I was anybody know, I'm going to send pictures out. You see the stadium. I'm going to show you some of y'all that I deal with directly. Man, Pat, most blacks have been scared to go in there.
And even if Trump, okay, just said for shits and giggles, even if Trump did get in the office as far as the state of Illinois, it don't mean shit. As long as Pritzker, Lightfoot, and Perlinkle are still in the prospective offices, I wouldn't even be surprised that the COVID magically come back and they lock this motherfucker down again.
Now, I'm going to go
all
with
because
that
then there's another thing with the propaganda. Oh, Trump is a racist. Trump is that. I mean, you're going to hear that from prominent Democrats, no matter if they're a governor of a state, mayor, or don't have you. Now, check this out. Stay in the Region 5 again. How many people on the line know that on March 13th, the state of Wisconsin was getting ready to decertify the election? But guess what? The Speaker of the House blocked it.
Yep.
Well, how come nobody in the mainstream is talking about that? Everything
that
in the mainstream is race.
That was
Russia,
up.
Russia,
was
Russia, Russia. COVID.
That was brought up yesterday at this rally because they had people coming on saying all kinds of hair. They had a little bit for everybody at religious. I seen that, too. I'm going to talk about that, too. I seen it. I felt that, like, damn, it's like that, almost like that religion thing is that when we said where the Protestants will start to, and I said it last week, it said that the Bible Belt black or whites will be, and the church would be the most political.
And ain't just going to be the ones down south and like in the Midwestern states, the so-called, who we call rednecks and two-box and hillbillies, them the ones going to kick the shit off.
Yep. Now, I've seen
it. Don't be surprised.
No, I'm not going to be surprised because I've seen it. I don't just be surprised. I want to be unsurprised. So I see for myself. I tell y'all.
The key word,
I'm going to tell you like this. This is what it was said. Some of the people, you do have to realize what you've been saying, I've been saying, vindication. We don't worry about the president. The president is the last person you look at, everybody. That's why they keep you looking at them. Local level, look at your mayors, look at your county presidents,
and look at your governors.
And they said your school
your
board,
alderman, now, your state rep,
and your school board, because that's what's said a lot. They say
and your school board,
because the school board now, the big fight here is this gay bill. Everybody, stay with me. Bring everybody in here because I'm gonna hear from y'all today. This we gonna talk about what y'all gonna be experiencing. That gay bill that they claim ain't got gay in it. Somebody said on this radio show, I'll see it ain't got. It says. Anybody who has a child that's up to the preschool level should not be told they should have genital mutilation. I seen it yesterday. You want your child to be at an age to say, oh, guess what? I want to be mutually genitally castrated. This is what's the whole thing.
We're wearing a mask on, by the way, too.
We're wearing a mask. Now, what people?
It ain't funny. This is a six-minute shit, bruh.
Yeah, well, what people would go for?
Why would you even have your fucking child in the school system at this point? Why?
Homeschooling.
Some of our brothers out here, and I know it ain't all the black women, but some of our brothers, okay, we got to go ahead and start grabbing our balls and put up a pair of pants, pull up our pants and step in and stop this shit.
Yeah, man. Again, you said the right word, castration, pull up a pair of pants, because castration is a cult. I'm just letting y'all know. Y'all know we go into the high levels. So it's like I can see the castration of men because that was said yesterday, everybody. I'm bringing y'all in here. Another thing that was said a lot. Everybody know I'm telling the truth. Why would a feminist, the feminist program, they said this. Your boy Trump Jr. said, I must be a female feminist if I got to defend y'all women. That's what he said. He said, unquote.
Wow.
He said, they made that clear. That's what Kevin said about how women, how could a man, 6'8", big as hell, win a swimming championship? Everybody who's listening in church, people who go into church, I want to see your consciousness. I have gays. Everybody, I work with gays. But when you let somebody come into a competition of your own sphere of femininity, and you're going to tell me you for women's rights, all you women out there, you for this, that, this, you for this, that. They said this yesterday. Ask anybody who went to that rally. It said that Why aren't the people, the players, saying stuff? I've been saying that. Why would girls, you know, the school are pressuring them girls? Those colleges have brainwashed those girls that swim in the day. Listen carefully. All you believe in eugenics and don't believe that they can do this, oh, well, you're going to find out soon. They got them so scared to come out of they, on their colleges because they've been told you would lose all your monies. All your promises.
You get the scholarship taken away from you.
Your scholarship be taken away. Now, they got them girls brainwashed to let transgenderism, which is something you all supposedly was against when the Farrakhan on them was talking all that shit, and everybody was talking shit back to Yahweh. Everybody, y'all was all, yeah. Now they actually doing it. Doing it that you read 15 years ago, a man now can play women's sports, take their records, and it'd be under him. I said him. Because ain't no her. He got a dick, y'all. He might get fucked in the ass, but he ain't fucking in a pussy. Unless he
we dealing with this new age of the fake feminine now, bro. That's one of the real wars we're dealing with now. It's not in the media. The fake feminine energy right there.
Now,
the real versus the fake.
All right, y'all. I'm going to get some more of y'all here. I hope y'all listen to where we going with all this because y'all got women. We got men. We got everything out there. If they can go to the bathrooms, 3364. If you can have a man go in the bathroom with your daughter, talking about he a man, he dressed as a woman, and you know his sucker got some craziness, how that make us as a people? 3364, I'm going down the line. Jump on in.
You hoodoo, my brother. It's all good, man. It's all a fucking game, and I'm riding away. The emperor got no clothes on. I got all the tax number for what they're doing to get everybody
like
all
that.
Fucked up. So I'm just riding the wave and float on, bro. Enjoy the show. Because the only person I can
do
Don't
have me play the floaters. Don't have me play the floaters, all you bad float on.
Another song by Raw Ass about the third eye, man. You bust the third eye. Play everything, man. So, man, it is what it is, bro. I'm enjoying the clown show, bro. Enjoy the clown show, and I mute myself. And I got this barking-ass dog next door. I'm about to bust out this nine on the ass.
Don't bust out, man, because you won't be able to come on the TV, man. We need you on the show. Don't bust no nine.
Yeah, they're going to Michael Vick you, bro.
Yeah, you in Georgia. You should have done. You going to jail, buddy. You better ask Michael Vick, boy. You better be.
I don't sit the county shit. The county told me what to do, but all this back and forth, they court. I'm not going to their court, bro. I'm about to just go ahead and just start busting right now, man. So I'm going to be cool, relax.
Don't say too much because we want to. Hey, you in region. Everybody know you're in region 4, so. They going to find your ass for sure, so sit down.
They come at me, man. They
go to
heading for self-destruction. I got my force
reel
up, man. They can't mess with me.
Hey, I'll
let
y'all
mute myself, man.
All right, bro. Let's love always. That's right.
Hey,
keep the day
Dry Bones, real quick. Now, did you get a chance to look at the story I sent y'all last night about Stacey Abrams makes a cameo on Star Trek as the president of the United Earth?
Tell him, dude. That shit was crazy. I said,
I heard about that, man.
Stacey Abrams. Come on, y'all. Come on. Stop it. Stacey Abrams now got a deal with Star Trek. That means she military. She military, y'all. 6661. Hit it. You on the helio. We about to catch fire.
Oh, bro. You did a phoenix without doing the phoenix. You know how the phoenix go to the sun
and come back.
Hey,
oh man,
and they might win the NBA championship this year. Don't be surprised.
Yeah,
they
man.
Might.
Hey, always in the words of my dear brother, it's always a great time to be alive, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. You on the mic. You got
it.
Go ahead. I'm going to give you five minutes.
Yeah.
Go.
It's always a great time to be alive. And, you know, we on Wag the Dog 5.0 right about now because it's going down, and you definitely been vindicated. We all have been vindicated. And what we're seeing right now, it ain't nothing nice. And see, you know, for when I watched that thing with your boy as he spoke to one of the representatives here in Florida, the boy from Fox, Tucker, and she said, I'm for sending the the no-fly zone and see what the no-fly zone is. If they go into it, then it's going to be an automatic World War III, and people don't know that. They just think, right. no, you can't come here. You can have to shoot at something. So, man, it's going to be a World War III economic
collapse.
Hey,
you heard
collapse.
That.
Hey,
hold on. Her name was let's give her name. Her name was
Maria Salazar.
Maria Salazar.
Yeah.
And look her up on Tucker. She got caught up so bad. It was almost embarrassing. She would not answer about protecting the borders. And guess what they said?
Yeah. He said you want to send billions of dollars to another country to protect their borders, and your shit wide open down here in Texas, and you ain't barked, you ain't howled,
right.
Not one bit.
I mean, That's common sense.
But what was interesting, I watched Mike Pence. He's talking about bringing in a recreation of the Berlin Airlift. I said, what? So you mean more Afghanistans are coming in here, and look at here, like your boy said, we can become us as African-American people or whatever you want to call yourself, we're going to have to become, we just moved down 12 notches into Afghanistan, and you know they have different tribal races.
Yes, they travel.
Afghanistan, they travel. What I'm gonna close it off to is that, oh man, it was talking about what's going on, what's getting ready to go down. I watched a young brother. He was at the gas station. I was filling up. Young brother, he put $20 on his tank. I was filling up, you know, I take the max. I'm premium 69 plus straight. So I said, man, it's tough on these brothers. And I looked at, when he cranked up his maximum, and whoever the girl was in the car, she must be saying, how did the tank move? Because he sat there for a while and thought about it. $4 a gas he had out of $20. I said, "Boy, I hope, by the time you just put your foot on the gas, that's gone, bro. You want a new maximum, a young brother." So you know, and
You better laugh.
They voted for this, man.
Oh my God!
You gotta laugh and cry later. Yeah, you gotta laugh and cry at the same time, my brother. Peace.
Hey, man, all right, let's just comment on that because that's part of that what they said at that rally. But look, everybody, nobody's wilding here. We do what we do. We do the cash money thing because we see y'all even made jokes about getting that $100 to go get what? Gas. That's what y'all said. So I'm giving out gas. I want Exxon. Listen to me. I need endorsement. I'm doing cash money for gas. Y'all help me out here because we're going to get this. Because guess what? Certain states, only the Heartland, I looked it up. Y'all, facts matter. Heartland gas is the cheapest. The Heartland one. Just go in the middle with Heart. Boom, all that cattle.
Because we up here in Chicago, it's bouncing between 489 and 487. If you go in the Lightfoot's neighborhood, it's like 502.
Five regular unleaded. Yeah, you go with certain parts of Florida, it's almost five. My part is 439. You might get it if you go to Wildwood, Shell, and Racetrack on the same corner. It'd be
409.
It'd be 409 when it's battling. When they battle right across the street, you can see the difference. I'm telling you, it's a game, man. It's a game, y'all. It's gambling. I tell you, gambling is deep, man. Gambling is life. Oh, yeah, you gamble every day. You gamble on a pussy. You gamble on a dick. You gamble on everything.
March Madness.
3318. March Madness, baby. 3318. We about to get it on because Easter coming and fucking going to be happening because that's a grand ritual. 3318. You want a Helios.
awesome show again. You be bringing the magic, boy. You be bringing the magic. I'm telling you, man, you nice. That's why we stay included with you with the dry bones. We be doing and appreciate
much love,
everything.
Man. Much love,
do.
Much love, bro.
Look, man, I'm saying this up there, region one, gas price 459. Okay? I'm saying this is how the money works. You came on and said, man, I went over to there and I did that right there, and I thought I got to go get some abandoned buildings, some real estate. You're right. Let me tell you, they did up here to me in real estate, right? I said, okay, yeah, I'm going to try to get some real estate. I'm trying to show you how it's changing before your eyes. I'm trying to go get some equity, probably without any liens on it, any mortgages, nothing on it.
And right,
I'm gonna
yep.
borrow off this. Listen,
yep.
I want to borrow off this, right? Now, this is a bank that started off with people of color, citizens. We don't
right.
do equity loans anymore. Huh? Then why am I banking with you?
Right.
So
that
it's
was
all
right.
changing
right.
before our eyes that because they know the real value of the properties and stop them, motherfucker, best you can. So now I got to go take Sarah up in there with me. Sarah, use your civics. And we're going to tell them how we're going to do it like this. I don't want to do joint shit. Sometimes I just want to do my own shit. But that's okay. You still see me as a fraction of a man, goddamn refugee in my own land. That's okay. So let's go back to this other joint that you was talking about. So you said building. I said, yeah, man, real estate. I agree. If you can make it work, commercial, do it. Do it. Now let's go to the next one. I'm at the end. So this is for the other brother. I don't mean y'all no harm. I got before me right now called the World Bank report tracking social protection responses in Ukraine and neighboring countries. Delivered
mm-hmm.
in March 10th. If you were to read that report, you would see where all the gambling really is. The gambling is on the corporation that damn city over there or country over there, Ukraine, has got all kinds of 501c4, everybody in there, and they keep flipping the bill to Putin. So Putin said, what the fuck going on over here? Y'all independent. Why y'all sending Russia the bill?
Wow.
Yeah. That's why I said he was a
chick. Gambling. Come on, man.
Legit.
Come on, man. Come on,
damn.
Only church. Only church niggas know this kind of information. Because we know how it really works. These motherfuckers playing games because, why? They hitting them in the head with the global motherfucking laws or UCCs. So they come back with a comment, send 501c4 over there and create. The United Arab Embassy is sending 501c4s over there to motherfucking Ukraine. And they started back in 2020 on martial law.
Yep, and then
wow.
I just said, hey, Russia, I said it earlier, you hit that boy from vindication, bro. I told y'all I'm going to be vindicated. Did we say that the Arabs now is contemplating on shipping their currency?
Chinese. They're getting proof for the Chinese. You are. Remember the movie and the Jerry Maguire, the brother Kubi had that nigga screaming, show me the money, show
yeah.
me the money,
yeah.
right? And then he got on a jet plane, right? Because that motherfucker losing, right? And Kubi looked at that motherfucker and says, you loving me now, ain't you? You said it earlier. We're very important. Be careful where you put your signatures. No charity.
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
loving us now, ain't they?
Yeah. They're loving us. They're loving us. Hey, let me get some more calls. Put yourself on mute, y'all, so we can hear other people. We're going to, because of this light, they lighting up today. Let me go into another region 4, 1877. Region 4, 1877. You on there? You with us? No. Wes? 1877.
Yes.
All right, let me go down.
I had to mute myself.
There you go.
Hello?
Okay, good. I see. I'm glad you're there. I see. Thank you. Right, go ahead. Go ahead. You got some minutes now.
Greetings.
Go ahead.
Greetings, everyone.
Yes.
Just want to say great show.
Greetings.
And yes, thank you. Greetings, my brother. But I just want to say that my daughter and I attended Trump rally. I mean, it was the Freedom Tour. And the Freedom Tour was a little different from the rally. There was no coverage there, guys. They were very loose and relaxed because there was no media at the location. And what they talked about is the fact that everybody there, first of all, no one had a mask. I saw one person, actually, one person with a mask. And they were talking about us giving up our liberties out of fear, like Tybos was saying earlier. And what I got from there is I would love to go into the black communities and teach them what freedom feels like, you know, because one thing that Candace hit on, she was more of a storyteller, is that how black people gave up their freedom and their liberties for the government to get a dollar, you know, because back in the 70s,
car max and everything.
Men couldn't live in a house. They wanted to get welfare. Who started this, guys? The black Democrats, and the black people who represent them. So when you have a community that's dependent on the government, they don't have freedoms anymore, you know, because when the government gives you money, you can do this or you won't get that. You got to do this or you can't get that, you know. So what we have to preach to our brothers and our sisters, and the reason why I say the Republican, I would love for Trump to create another party, you know, because we already know both parties are tainted.
Can't do it.
For one reason, for whatever reason, he chose not to. He wants, somebody talked him out of it because he was going that route. But anyway, we already know that both parties are tainted, but we have to look at what party represents freedom more, and that is definitely the Republican Party all day long. How the Democrat Party was able to corrupt the Republican Party is they created people called rhinos, like the Bushes. The Bushes are rhinos. They're really Democrats, like Kane. So they put the Democrat Party and the Republican Party to taint it. That's how clever they are. Okay, so that's why we always say, but when you look at the majority, you know, I would say at least 50% of the Republican Party really love the country. So we as black people have to start educating our community.
Now that's,
which we really don't have.
We don't have
a community anymore because the Arabs and, you know, everybody, foreigners that came over to the black poor communities and took over their communities. So we got to get back in those communities and educate the poor people that if they have any future for their children. Let's say, for instance, they're uneducated. And, you know, we have to care about the poor. Yeah, because then we can wake up the Democrat Party and know that's your base. The poor, uneducated black people that you can get to, you know, that you can mind control over the media to
what
make
age
them
group?
Believe.
What
that
age group?
They, yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
What age group, though? Because I'm asking questions on that. Because some of y'all seen it. It was on Newsmax everywhere. It goes to show you that it's all over, you know, everywhere. People been saying this, like what you're just saying. What group do we target? Because if you go after the youth, most of the youth parents probably voted against their own best interest for many years, not even knowing it. That's what we got to say first. How are we going to go after the people?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a chance to respond to that, because y'all in Region 4, all this is happening up in our area. Our area is part of Region 4. And of course, if y'all don't know the capitals, that might be a question for y'all. What's the capitals of y'all region? Better look at that. Because that's where a lot of the people don't realize where your case law got to go to. You don't realize where your case law got to go to, because you might be having it in the wrong place if your jurisdiction is not what you think.
Low tax bracket.
So, but go ahead.
I can say that.
Let me ask you.
Who
do we attack? The youth? The old people ain't gonna listen.
Yeah, the youth is the ones that will listen. But even though I'm older, I met this older white lady there. She was 61 years old, and she said she was a Democrat. And because of Trump, like me, she woke the hell up. So we cannot leave our older people out also, but we just cannot create a war with them. Like, if we talk to them, give them the facts, and if they don't have an open mind, you know, then
right.
we move
good,
on. But the younger
way of
group,
saying it.
The younger,
create a
the
war.
Younger,
But
younger,
a gay war.
The younger group, like my daughter, she wants to comment a little bit. Yeah. The younger group are more open-minded because of the fact that their brains are a little bit more fresher and they haven't been brainwashed as long as the older people. You know what I mean? So we have to have sympathy for the older people, because I do, because they have been taught that the Republican Party is the racist party. They're the party that don't like you. But then they don't think, what Republican represents you in the black community? Yes. Zero. Who represents you? The Democrats. Well, look at your conditions. Who brought that upon you? The Democrats. So we don't know that, because we've been brainwashed over and over and over again.
Time out. Because I know you can go. It's just you know how real radio go. I keep telling people, like, I'll be telling y'all have to realize, if you're on the radio, you got to be able to give your stop and stop, because what happens is you're going so far. We know the Democrats did it. The black claim they're Democrats at one point in time, but they don't want to admit to the fact that the Democratic Party that they worship today, that just has that, okay, it has a cult view of people. It's like they want to take us out.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. They want to take us out.
That's what the sister was saying, from a lack of knowledge. It's like a lot of us, whatever, you young or old, don't want to study and research this. That's why I said I stopped talking to a lot of people, you know, because like I said, I'm not going to sit up there and deter my health from an ignorant motherfucker. I ain't got time for that. Now, if somebody out there want to listen, I don't care what color they are, they listen. But if I don't vibe with them on that, I just keep my mouth shut.
Yep. And that's the way I see it. In some cases, depending on if you're in an atmosphere of this type of I tell people, the atmosphere that we're talking about today is this event that took place here in Florida. Now, and across many countries, they had their own live wire, because I know it was seen everywhere across the country. Only thing I'm saying to people is, if you don't have to be a part of what the voting, you have, but you better listen to that. What we say today is, even if you're not a part of it, I could care less if you say either one of them ain't shit. You ain't all ain't shit. The policies that's still being made has an effect on you, regardless.
Right.
Because at any point of time in this jurisdiction. Yeah. Right. And then y'all all say the energy. Well, let's look at the bills. The bills, first of all, bills is energy. Something billing you for some energy. So when they using your energy, they're using your energy and billing you on something that you really ain't getting full participation in. And so basically they're looking at feeble-minded people. Now I'm telling you, they're going to kill off a lot of the youth, a lot of old people. I'm going to tell you why I say this. He didn't mention Cuomo. Cuomo was not mentioned in New York, but the son mentioned that he was from over there. And all I'm saying to you is that politics today is still a part of your life, because the word poly means ticks. It's just like anything else. Let's just look at your body. The body is being ate up each and every day by these small particles. This is what this group you call politicians represent for real. And they sit in this cell. I'm sure to see, if you look at the big picture, they say it's us who creating this. So actually, what she just said, who do we reach first? Because we're going to watch our old people go down the tubes, especially don't have no technology. Just heard that they're going to buy all this up. They're going to buy everything up, make it so they can't function technology. Why are some of the older people? They gone.
Mm-hmm.
They already persisted.
Now, they can also use technology to kill people also, too. We got to keep that in mind,
that's
too.
That's my point.
Especially with these 5G. Man, T-Mobile, Verizon, it's 5G all over this damn city now.
All over. Now, I don't know what to tell y'all other than the fact that if – it gets to the point where Biden, I'm going to take some more calls. We're going to take some more. Those of you who have talked already, we'll get as many as we can in there. I'm going to go down this line from 5045-8079-7472 and keep it like that. And we'll make it happen. Now, let me just get to the point. Remember, I don't really care if you who you vote for, what you do, but I'm saying your consequences, even in ignorance. Because many of you just did it because it felt fashionable to not know who the hell and what the hell is going on right now. But when I tell you, you women out there, the book said y'all was their cult. And for the battle was going to be, I'm going to be going to the high noon. The battle would be the back going backwards to the transformation of full. See, y'all didn't realize that feminine energy, y'all thought just snap in and everything, Mother Nature just take over, we do Kumala and shit. No, man. It's a transition because now men who in the cult that we told you they was in, now they want to go back into a woman body.
Wow.
And doing everything to get back into the true feminine. So you're going through an unbelievable transition. Because see, before it was the woman who transformed into out of the being the man. And now the reverse has happened. I hope y'all be watching Back to the Future and shit. Remember when Biff and them went back and rigged all the games and shit? Y'all remember that?
Right, right.
Remember, man, they got a hold to the comic book that was showing all the... Well, who won games back in the day, and he took it back to the and then we went back to the into the future with it. He was old, he was mean, he was like an owner, and that's why sports is going to be transformed. And they mentioned that yesterday. Y'all watching men become women in sports. Look what they doing, everybody. And y'all say it's acceptable, so they're gonna go even further now. I watch and see. Now, you got a general who just got, think about it, I'm telling you, they said this at this rally. This general is now Woman of the Year. Her name Levine, General Levine. Look it up. She beat
and nobody said a word.
In this year, Year of the Woman, it's the transgender dude who is a general. Look it up. I'm not making this up.
General.
I can't make this up. Look at the Surgeon General is Woman of the Year. Look it up. Think I'm joking.
Yeah. Nope.
Somebody better ask how she became part of Woman of the Year. Y'all better ask. I told you it's the reverse. It's me going back, and they got to have that rulership going to be woo-woo. Can you imagine that rulership if they become prevalent, and I ain't trying to be racially mad. Just think about a people transforming back into. Yeah, better ask yourself something. 5045. Is this ancient alien 1.0? Let's go. 5045. What are we watching?
Hey, brother.
What's up?
Hey, brother. Can you hear me?
Missed you, man. Yes.
Hey, man. It's just busy,
I hear
man.
You go.
You know. But you know, brother, everything tend to reveal that somehow, man, we're being terraformed, meaning that the whole culture, the whole society of the planet right now is
yep.
being terraformed.
Yep, go ahead.
It's in full effect. You mentioned General Levine, which I was very, you know, I read about that a week ago, a couple of days ago. It's to show that how much society has been softened up to accept this, man. We got so many things coming down the pipe, from AI to, you know, the transgender issue. It seems as if we are in a middle stage of terraforming. And I think earlier in the show, one of you guys mentioned about the appearance in a Star Trek episode. But if you ever wonder, one of the main theme about the Star Trek or these space odysseys and these movies is that they have a multicultural, multi-species environment in terms of a galactic zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Where you have
yep.
different species, you have different races, all types of beings under some type of accordance of agreement. So I wouldn't be surprised if we are in that particular phase. And I just think right now the issue with the American society is probably it's the most armed as far as individual freedoms and willing to protect it on the planet. I mean, we're pretty much the last vestige of individual freedom that will probably be ready to take arms to defend it. And they're slowly chipping away at that at the present, you know. And I just think both parties are in play. There's no one particular party that's going to carry the mantle to freedom. I think they're playing both sides, you know. And it's just like a good cop, bad cop situation, I think, right now. But yeah, it's very interesting. I just think we're in early or mid stages of terraforming the whole society here, to eventually weaken them to the point where they put down their arms, and then just fall in line. you know. I don't know how it's going to pan out. I just think everyone pretty much set up their Zions now, whether you're communities, and start planning in the terms of, like, you know, creating your particular haven as all this is going on. So you can, at the very least, you can be able to interact, but also retreat back to your particular safe zone, you know. I think that's pretty much where we got to pretty much plan ahead, man. It's coming down the pipe. As you can see, they're going down to the kids. They're passing gay laws and they're changing policies. So they're already fixated on structuring the future by having the laws already in place to affect the kids, so they can grow into this in some type of normalcy. Yeah. You know, so it's the bigger picture. You got to be able to step back. And the only way to step back from that picture, pretty much, you gotta drop all this and retreat to a zone, man, and just put everything in front of you and start, you know, dissecting, learning, and then re-engaging. I think that's the best way. That's the best way to go. That's what I've been doing personally. You know, at the same time, you got to get the economics in order. Biden passed the infrastructure. $2 trillion, we're not paying attention to that aspect, but you guys understand there's some opportunities in it. And the electrical, EV part of it, if everybody dissected, man, they're investing a lot of money in that infrastructure, and that's where we need to start targeting and talking about, you know, because there'll be opportunities there.
Yeah.
It's gonna be years before we get to electrical. You know what I mean? Don't start with the oil.
10 years is right around the corner, brother.
Yeah,
they have a 10-year plan.
But that's a good point. That's a good point. Hold on, I'm glad y'all brought that, because that is the argument. Elon Musk, whose name was brought up and mentioned of that, end up saying that basically, this type of thing is too radical at this stage. It's supposed to be a gradualism, and to phase it into it. If you can't get yourself off of it at a certain time, you're going to now relinquish jobs, because even if you get to it in a 10-year plan, the technology is going to be needed now to educate a workforce that ain't going to be able to handle that right away. And so they're going to digress in pay where we get
to the universal. And then you can bring in the AI. And then you can bring in the AI if you say,
So that's a fast pace to do it. Well, so hold on. The debate would be that you're saying, and brother, I'll let you speak on that. But look, if we do accelerate fast, are we now disintegrating jobs for now robotic? And then maybe that would be the future of those at that level of money. But now we'll say, well, we'll just go into robotics. And we have put the whole masses on universal income. Is that something that you would say you see happening? Would you want that to happen? Or what's your way about that? Give me your view.
Well, I think it's inevitable now, because they already kickstarted it. And right now they're just holding back on the most advancement. But once they get the governments to conform, as did in Biden passing this infrastructure, it's set. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you say, hold on, if the infrastructure bill get started, basically you're saying that it would have been easier to get this about. But if it does not get started, then it's going to be a harder plan to get what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Let me get some more calls. That's a good point. Good point. Mute everybody. Mute yourselves. We're going to bring everybody. We got a lot of people coming in here. 8079.
Hey, thank you, brother. Y'all covered a lot of items today. Good talk. I love it. But as far as when that war started, didn't nobody run the Bitcoin or this and that? Everybody ran the gold and silver. Everything that came coming out the earth been valued right off the dribble as soon as they started the so-called war over there. So that tell you right then and there, if the shit World War III start, people going to run to gold and silver and what's coming out the earth. That's what's going on here. As far as gas, it was a gas conference down south somewhere about a week ago, and the CEO from Chevron said there's no gas shortage, none whatsoever. Why would he say that? Who knows, you know? In additional shit, that's just controlling the population. Everybody know that. As far as trading, everybody on top, whoever running the government or wherever you at, they all inside traders, man. Just with the news, they can make the market go up, down, or around, or wherever they wanted to go.
Yep.
You know, so we got to educate in America. And my last thing is this. In New York State, they want to collect from the gas, electric, and water because they in arrears $1 billion, and they want people to start paying that money. So
right.
Check that out. And check now you got out. All – and then when you go around, especially here in Buffalo, shit, you got bypass everywhere, man. They don't took the streets and turned – you could ride your bike anywhere in Buffalo with a bypass.
Mm-hmm. So that's same in Chicago here. Now.
And my last thing is this.
Hold on,
the
bro.
Question
look,
is, what is freedom, bro? What is freedom? We got hell on this side, hell over here. What's your definition of freedom? What if war come to the fucking North America, man? What
yep.
is to come here? How motherfuckers gonna be? You know what I mean?
That's what. Yeah. That's why we doing
you know,
this program today.
You can't. You got no talking teacher to wipe your ass and go in a nice warm bathroom. How you gonna be?
How you gonna be? They better ask themselves that shit. They better ask them. That's a good point that I've been making for how long? I said, till you see a natural calamity that's like unbelievable to your psyche, you're going to find out what this shit really going to mean. So it's going to be getting ready. So it's called get ready time. Let me take some, one more point on that. Being that y'all been mentioning psychotronics and all these kids, we see a lot of killing. We see a lot of killing in the below, a lot of killing in a lot of areas, especially through population that seems to be kind of like, you know, borderline. I think it got to be some cell phone and some activity because I never thought people would do the things they do today. And when it comes to
can
killing
I, can
somebody,
can I mention
like,
one more?
On.
Hey, Dry Bones, let me mention
yeah,
one more thing,
ahead.
Right? About
yeah,
this transgender shit, man. I'm with my grandchildren. My granddaughter is 9. My other one is 7. They watching the cartoon. I come in there. I'm like, what y'all watching? Because I see this big cock strong cartoon black guy. He puts on a wig. And I'm like, yo, that's what y'all watching is gay stuff? No, he ain't gay. He ain't gay. I said, what if I go in my room and grab my wife wig and put it on with some high heels and stuff? Oh, no, granddad, don't do that. You'll be gay. I said, well, what's the difference?
Wow.
Boy, that's deep. Listen to the kid. Yeah, that's deep there. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. It's crazy. Oh, man. Did I think about
coming
it?
Through the cartoons and everything, man.
They've been yeah, around.
They've normalized
the kids. That's but the whole thing, I'm telling you, y'all been hearing it. Y'all should feel vindicated. I'm seeing that people are starting to say this is really going beyond. Now, what it is, what we do in our area, like everybody say, y'all worry about these presidents and shit, Trump. It's right there in your own municipality. These are the people that is in your microism.
Hey, just like Elifa, how the fuck you got a black female mayor telling the white press media not to come to the conferences, but then you turn around and go home to a white woman? How does that happen?
How does that happen? Good question. Let's take some more calls. I got 7-4. Y'all want to hit 7-4, 7-2. 0925. I'm trying to get everybody in before we're going to take it to the 10 more minutes. I'm going to try and I'm going to put a clip on for y'all. 7-4, 7-2. You on the Helios.
Grand Rising, Dry Bones. How's the
there you go. Well, man, we living lives and keeping it going till it stops. That's all we can keep it doing. Appreciate
I mean,
that one.
Our people die for a lack of knowledge, and the knowledge mm-hmm. that people are sharing is divine order.
Yes.
Because the artificial individuals are being made. You know, they had Agenda 21, but the sister was on point when she was talking about because the welfare system started in 1935 with Roosevelt, but the war on poverty started with Lyndon Johnson in 1964.
Uh-huh.
And this is where the welfare uh-huh. system came in, that came into our community. What we're seeing now with this gas war, and what you have to remember something. Remember they changed gas from leaded to unleaded. Why do you think they did that? Because leaded gas, you breathe it in, you're getting lead poison. And what they're doing now is that they turn around and remove the mask, and now they're putting a new additive into the gas, raising the prices so you can buy this, so it can mix with what you're breathing along with the 5G, because this infection madness is because there's a book called Infectious Madness by Harriet Washington, and she talks about the things in which causes mental illness. Mental illness. And what we're seeing is madness going on within this country. And the people that are, and if you look at the regions and where they're doing this infection as, is that they're doing this is because they have an agenda 2030 and agenda 2050. And to be able to know that we came up looking at Flip Wilson and that he was Geraldine, then you had Shanae, now you got Madea. And now you just said, you just said the cartoons is on there is because they're feminizing the masculine. And what they're doing with them feminizing it, then you make the Wonder Woman the super white women, and all of a sudden you now switching the script. And what you're doing with opioid war is that you're killing off the statistics is showing young white men are dying from ODing. Blacks are trying to catch up with it. So where are they going to get the new male white force from? Where did Canada just said that Ukraine can send all of their refugees, and we ain't got no wall up on the Canada border, so they can walk right across the border into New York and into America and populate what they have needed was new male energy. You brought in the Afghanistan, you brought in Ukraine, the Russians going to come in, and you're bringing it, and you're stopping the people of color from coming up from the South. So what you're doing is you're trying to reinvent the white population by bringing in these new immigrants. You're not, as 20 census showed, they're down 10% of their population from before. So what are they doing? They're feminizing a generation, but bringing in the young people from other countries that are masculated so they can keep up this image of warring.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to look at something because the whole thing with 2050 is it's going to be, like you said, region. And what they're having is that they're having a rail system. It ain't going to be no more gas. They're going to be running rail systems and transporting and electric trucks to pass things around. So we've got to get ourselves economically. It's because economics begin with land, and like the brother said, what comes out of Mother Earth is the wealth. Not the oil, it's the gold and the silver, the diamonds, the minerals that we're needed in order to sustain ourselves and keeping what we call money, my own natural energy, to yield me a life in this world. I dropped the mic.
Okay, I can barely hear Brother Dragon. Are you speaking? Hello?
Did Dragon's
drop? Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah, but he's not here. I don't know. We ain't hearing him.
Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, but...
Kwame.
Yo.
I was just going to say quickly, now, I was interested going here in Illinois. People are leaving because of the taxes and everything, and it's got to a point now, it's like, what do you do, like, if you're in a particular area or region, everywhere you go, the taxes is going up, and you
that's
can't
right.
afford to live there. What
that's
do you
right.
do?
But that's what the infrastructure bill is, because it's that this is what gentrification does. They're restructuring the regions. That's why I was talking about 2050. They're restructuring the regions where they're going – Chicago is the Midwest. It's the hub.
But
aren't
we under UN control? Well, hold on. But when that happens, though, I'm glad you mentioned that because I heard you say that and want people to get clarity about why we talking this way. But if these regions that we're talking about that they're doing, that means that these regions are under some type of control mechanism. Because Chicago is a major hub. That was proven back in the day with that the array of things. So if they watching Chicago, they must have made these contracts with these people to do this. So that means that this was already pre-existing to happen, as y'all are saying. So obviously then inside trading is what my man said earlier from below. So we seeing that it's a total manipulation if this is that easy to do. And then to gentrify a whole neighborhood. Now, complicitly, is the black people who are in place, how are they to look at that if you got Reverend so-and-so and such and such and such, if they at the board like they are in some cities, they see that they say we're going to give y'all this part, that part. There's nothing said to the community. So it's like these hush dogs don't say a word, and that could be danger to the people. So then your enemy become, like you say, brother, look, who is your enemy then? Because if this is happening right before my eyes, your eyes, and we in different regions, that means it's another player in this. It ain't just one player. Somebody else got to be playing us. So we having a problem with that. Let me go to 09. I'm going to give everybody opportunity, but you got to be sure because we want to get closer to the new. I don't know if y'all want to do the game, but y'all better do something because y'all better get that money for some gas. 05, 09, 25. What region you in? I'm not sure. That's a 202. Look like
what's going on?
0925.
What's going on? What's going on, Dry Bones? That number still shows D.C. And as we talked before, I'm down here in Florida right now.
You know, we talked. Yeah, you here too. You here too. Yes, yes. Everybody here. It's everybody here. Oh, my goodness. What a big party. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. You know, I laughed earlier when they came out the title for Stacey Abrams. Because I remember quite a few episodes of yours. The first thing I announced the title Intergalactic Ambassador to Planet Earth, and that would be that title. And what's so funny about it is because they're listening to you, as I said, and number two, the false title, the false person always has to come first, and that brings in the real one. Prophecies are brought in by those who are trying to obstruct it. Right, so now we're looking at all the things that's going on from whether you're in D.C. D.C.'s a little bit chaotic. The energy changed up quite a bit, and it's getting ready to stir up. I know when the first time we talked on an interview years ago, over 5 years ago, I mentioned that there was foreign soldiers coming in this country, China, 100,000, all these people down in San Diego. The foreigners are the people who are being brought in under immigration. I know all of this. I see all of this. Me and some soldiers still talk because how you going to bring in 70% healthy men that's not vetted? You know, 110,000, they say Afghanistan came in here, but maybe under 2,000 were actually the aid people for the soldiers, translators and certain positions that they had helping the soldiers over there or the sailors, okay? So right now, looking for an invasion is not going to come like you think. They're not going to come running across with the border. They're going to come out their house in the city you live in, all right? And they ain't gonna, you know, you can holler black and white things, but the only problem is with the – if you say the black community, 70% household black women, okay, they're going to suffer for that. Because they out of order, and it's the reason why they push that, you know, the child support, welfare, the man got to go. And they ain't understanding that, why the man got to go. Because they know with something coming, you can't do nothing about it. It ain't going to be
being strong and independent, I don't need no man attitude to that. That's a killer.
All that participation.
Go ahead. Let him finish.
Country is led by the devil, so my opposition is not to change the devil. You understand? That's the end of the fight. You got to identify like all this transgender stuff. That's them by nature. Leave them alone. Don't try to make sense of that crap. You know what I mean? We can talk about it, but you try to make sense of people.
But hold on, it's by nature, I understand, but the people that's doing it look like us. It's like, I know, so it's like us across the board. So how do we take that transgender, and you know, we talk ancient too, these cults, I read where Cali is invoked in some of these cults around the world that people just take it lightly. They say, hey, you know, Moloch is like made up in their mind. You know, how could Moloch, you know, is this made up? The same guy me and you talking about, I'm glad you brought that up because we had some energy from some people yesterday that brought about that conversation in my mind. Say, you know, where are we at with this? Because Israel's talked about a lot in these politics. Israel's talked about a lot. And I got some callers. I got a correspondent that we met at the spot. She's going to tell us some what she thought. A youth coordinator over there. We're going to get with her later on too. I got some more who was there. Call in. If y'all know, seen, heard, talked about this thing, by I Am Back. We better see what that really means and check it out. Now, one more, Brother Caddy, because me and you go, we're going to hook up at Coral Castle. I've been there. Y'all know we've been there. The energy there. Make sure you call me when we go there, man. It'd be good to see. Guaranteed. You'll like to see that one. Same area. That's fighting. Where Tesla and all them came from, Ukraine and all them, and these countries.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on that? Being that you give me some briefly. Give me about two to three minutes. Of what's that history with the Ethiopian Knights? Going into there.
Yes, sir. Now, when I say the title's Intergalactic Ambassador, that means I can point out Tesla, Ed Laskellen, right? I can point out all these people in their relation. They are not from this planet. They just come into that area, but they're not from here. That's why this intelligence and the way they move, think, and eat is different. But if you come to this planet that's occupied by what you call these viruses, right? If you call them a virus, it's occupy them. If you come black man with all the knowledge of God, blah, 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 you're going to get crucified, right?
Yeah.
But if you come at looking like one of them, you can slide on through. And see, that, and that's what's going on with the 5G, because the 5G is going to have to keep their transformation in order, because there's a lot of people who you think are humans are not humans. And once the energy waves and magnetism get cut off, the illusion is going to come. It's like wearing holographic makeup. You know what I'm saying? So we see how hideous a lot of these people look. I mean,
they
really looking hideous.
Yeah.
You know
they
what I mean?
Live.
Like, so it's real. So Nikola and all these people, they already had the science because their origins were outside of here. Most Europeans don't mature past the age of 13. So a lot of, like I said, they can claim all the ancient sites and this and that, but they can't build them. So they're not the ones who did that.
Well, even let's take that premise because I like when we talk. Now I've been to ancient alien stuff, and I do see that it's a geographical formation, DC. But then when I hear our side of the history, let's go to the east, right? I mean to the west for a minute. Now, supposedly all our stuff was made. Was already here. We had pyramids here. We had all this stuff here, and then we got to admit that okay, even if we tell the story that LaFont did this, it ended up being Benjamin Banneker Bay, and he lays out a cosmic foundation of celestial energy from astrology, and then we get to over in Europe. I mean, we've seen Russians, Van Putin, all them. I mean, these are what they call the Venetians. They're mulatto families that are kept hidden in secret because of bloodline. So I'm thinking to myself, Stacey Abrams might be in the bloodline because think about it. Where did she come from? I'm saying, aliens coming, everything look like us too. Definitely look like us because you got to ask yourself what group would go against their interest this way. Got to be alien to themselves.
But bloodlines never go against each other. They just
what they do?
How they say commingle?
Let me get some more.
And
commingle. All right.
Yeah.
Let me get some more. Okay. Let me go down the line because I got y'all lines open, but I got about 8 more people to go down here with this. It's gonna be 1300 next. We're trying to get it hot. If y'all want to get the game going on, I can only tell you. Y'all better get the Cash App quickly. And after that, we will do a correspondent and all this good stuff, man, because guess what? No matter what, as long as you're alive, you're still in the game of life. And that's the whole bottom line. Let me get some more calls out there. Y'all better jump back on. I know some of these calls are dropping. Y'all hitting hard with it. Let me get that caller right I just spoke about. I'm going to give you about 2 minutes. 1300. Jump in. Come to the connect.
Man. Can you hear me, bro?
I hear you. Yes. I know you knew about I know you seen what happened. I know you was there with us. What's going on?
Man, there's so much going on, man. Did anybody hear about what's up, family? What's up, Javon family?
What's up?
The Senate unanimously passed a bill to make daylight savings time permanent.
Oh.
Did anybody hear about that? That's in the New York Post.
And Trump tried to do that thing one time. He wanted to make it permanent. Yeah. What's your take on that?
They passed the bill. They passed the bill on the low. Why they got you worried about Ukraine? while they got you worried about a corona boogeyman and whatnot, they was making some moves. See, I tell family it's all about what the left hand is not going to allow the right hand to see. Also, this whole thing, the Rothschilds tried to reject Russia's bond payment to a euro bond that they were holding, and Russia sent the money, and they had a big controversy about were they going to accept the funds because of all the sanctions that are on Russia. So Russia was like, yo, well, we sent the money, so if y'all want it, y'all want it, y'all send it back. But this is when a moment of de-dollarization, family. Everybody is getting off of the dollar. This is what this is going on, and we're trying to extend our dominance over everybody. But there's a lot going on. Go check out that Kanye album, too, y'all. Oh, my God. They blocking Kanye from the Grammys. Kanye is going to be nominated for 5 Grammys, and they're saying that he's been axed, his performance has been axed due to concerning online behavior. So y'all go check that article out on Kanye. On YouTube, he gave you the whole album. The whole album got 30 tracks on it. Some of the tracks, man, oh, my God. The names of them, the name of the album is Donda. He got a jam called Hurricane, The Moon, Life of the Party, Off the Grid, Kanye West, Jail. Too. Yeah, man, that thing is illa, man. That thing. But I haven't been listening to no music, man, but Kanye is a musical genius, man. I just got to give him his flowers while he can still smell it, man. This man got Andre 3000 on there snapping. I'm like, yeah, he did it. He did it. And they blocking the man from coming to get his awards at the Grammy because Kanye don't want to be buck broken. He ain't trying to be buck broken.
Let's take the Kanye. I'm glad you brought it up. I have to respond because Candace Owens, her and Kanye, was how she got on board too. She's on board Kanye, and I have to look at the whole picture now. I'm glad you brought that to fruition. She talks a heavy game, but she married this rich ass white dude.
She married the white dude.
I thought it was kind of strange because I'm thinking to myself, damn, you know, is that he famous? He marries this rich ass white woman. The whole relationship seems to be a construct. It seems to be a monetary move because these women all mess with black men. And then in my mind, he may be a genius playing music. They ain't gonna take that far, but see, they'll take advantage of somebody because I read something somebody showed me, which was, you know, good thing I listen to young people. I wouldn't even thought about it. They said, go look at what the dude Davidson said to him in a tweet. Now Davidson is psychotic, dude. This white dude this chick went to is a crazy. He also tried to commit suicide for Indiana Grandy. I say, I'm getting this my youth. I need to call me a youth brigade. I didn't have no idea. I said, this is a crazy dude is who they having a battle with who every time he put tattoos on women, they say, you know, and they quit him, he go crazy. So you know Kim Kardashian's going to leave him. So they might be setting up to kill him. I don't know. This is how it's looking to me. Like, this is professional.
Oh, yeah, it's over. Him and Kim, they put in a divorce. He put in a divorce on her
I'm saying I don't know if he's going to kill himself, but I just know that Tommy, the dude that she going with from Saturday Night Live, supposedly is with her. We see this foolishness. I say to myself, man, this is almost like witchcraftery. They got somebody who crazy genius.
Bro,
and they got the whole world.
Sex, you always say it, bro. Sex. It's sex magic.
Sex magic. Started by who, y'all?
You say it all the time.
Started by who?
Did you hear about Justice Smollett? Justice Smollett got out of jail.
Hit me with that one.
Ever since Tristan Thompson joined the Bulls, they've been losing. They was winning before he got his ass with the team.
Yeah. And he on there. I never seen nothing like it. Let me get some more calls before we get to the high noon. Let me go to 7981. I got some more calls coming in. We're going to hit it, and then we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to see who wants to join in. If not, we're going to keep it moving because it's hot. 7981, I got a correspondent. Man, we got some people coming on in here. 7981.
Yo, how you doing, Dry Bones? Good morning.
What's up, bro? Much love, man.
Hey.
Good to hear you.
All right. I seen something yesterday where I was looking at some trucks, and they have, Ford only has
a total electric truck. Doesn't run on gas, electric only. And you could plug this truck in at your house. Okay, at your house. You could plug it in at your house.
Mm.
I said, damn, I'm looking at the sticker price, $70,000. I said, oh, man. That's a little too steep for me, you know.
Hey, man, they want us to give up gas. They say give up gas, but get the $70,000 car. And I don't even know how much it costs to keep it plugged up. See, nobody ever told me how much energy it takes. I just assume they make it look like it's so easy. It's over.
No,
I don't know, but go ahead. That's deep.
Okay, another thing. You said you was at the Trump rally yesterday. Now, you said that the Rothschilds run everything on the planet. I know that.
Yeah.
Now, check this out. Now, if they run everything on the planet like we know they do, so if they took Trump out, they know how to keep him out. Because Trump made a statement some years back where I'm in total control and I have full power. But they let him know who in total control and who have full power. They had to let him know it ain't you because they took him out. And that's the only way he can get out.
Got
but
out.
The powers that be felt, hell no, dude, you stepping out of bounds. You out of bounds. So time out for a minute. Time out. So they took his ass out. And they want him to get back in, they'll put him back in.
They'll put him back. Now, that's where the battle, I'm glad you said that's where the battle at, because the question that is being permeated, and I told you, it's a religious element to this. Because they kept having, and y'all know that, y'all see it's like a Protestant type of a thing that's in the mix with this. You see it on TV. And I'm going to tell y'all something, just by what you tell me what you think. Y'all know these commercials that come on about Ukrainian Jews every night now. Are y'all seeing those commercials?
I don't care about them.
But give me what, have you been seeing them? Have you been seeing them type of commercials?
Yeah.
Now think about that. That's subliminal too. I let you know they got the whole script played out, so it does bring into play. If you can keep him, and some of the young people said, if you can keep him from one election, you can keep him from all the elections, really. So yes, very valid point. Very valid. No doubt about that. I agree 100% with you on that, because what he's saying is. And I'm hearing the same thing, and I hope all y'all who was there, who heard it, was there, seen the podcast. You said it. I watched. Seems to be that they want to take the country back. They want to do all this other stuff. But okay, are we going to be fighting over gas? Because that's what the war seemed to be over, gas or electrical energy. That's what this war seemed to be to me about.
Well,
inevitably,
everything's going electric. Don't get rid of the gas, no matter how it goes. You driving the car, you got to put gas in it to drive it. So, if it goes to $10, you're going to have to put shit. You just getting less for your money. Shit, that's all.
So, hold on. I'm going to tell y'all something now. I didn't say this. The Green Deal, I mean, I say it, y'all say it, I'm with y'all, but the Green Deal states that they want you to get off this thing. But how can you get off of it immediately? And then my thing with timetables, what I'm seeing time, they got a certain time that they have to have the Earth at, in my estimation. And y'all sent it in a text. That Georgia Guidestone, and we're going to get into that. I got a 3364. I think that's my guest caller. And I got some more. Let me go to Sister before we head it out. Let me go get Sister. Yes. 9927, what's up? I know you want to get
on
this.
What's going on?
Take us to the top, right quick. Go ahead.
Wait. I really did plan on speaking, but hi, everyone. How's everything going?
I'm glad you got an email on the line
and her daughter. But everything you're saying is awesome. The thing is with the gas prices and all of this, it is it's a scam. Basically, they want to control how much gas you use, how much electric you use. They want you to get hybrid cars because they know, they want you to get full electric cars. The hybrid cars, because the gas and oil and stuff is not going away. but they're pushing the hybrid because the gas, you know, they still got to make their money off of oil and gas. So the hybrid is for, that's the most cars that's going to be pushed out there. The electric, full electric cars is still
right.
going to be in place.
Right.
So this is a scam, basically, to make to keep them rich, y'all. I mean, if we think about it, it's keeping them rich and richer, but it's making a downfall on the public, the people, anybody, because of the high prices and everything, and them constantly printing money. Everything is just a big old fucking scam. And
so
then
this
election
how
is about to be
scam,
a scam, too.
How you think? Now, I'm going to ask you
how do you stop a
scam? How do you stop
here's
scam?
The thing. I would say this as a celestial being on this planet, because that's what we are. How do you stop a scam? You just fucking stop. Stop. Period.
Yeah.
Stop. Take control.
I like that.
Either you're gonna and
yeah.
we ain't got the mindset to do that. We ain't got the mindset to just stop because that's what they got the mind control to do. This is our planet. We're not accepting this as our planet. We're not accepting the fact that we still got
that's
these gods over us. We got the gas god. We got the electric god. Oh, y'all don't look at them as being gods? Well, that's who the fuck they are. They're your gods. Those are your gods. Because now when you wake up every morning, you got a car. You got to go to the gas pump to greet the gas god. Then you got to go and you need electric in your home because they control the weather. They always making a nuclear fallout with the snow. So now you're cold because now you're under the nuclear fallout weather, which is snow. They constantly controlling the weather. Then if it's too hot and you ain't no wind blowing in to cool you off, you got to pay for the air conditioning god. These is your gods. See, I don't know the meaning
so
of the
Earth
God.
Hold on. Earth, wind, and fire, the elements. So you're saying elements. We're going to get to the high noon. Now, we got some
right.
we got some good. Yeah. Let me take a break.
I got the sister on
I'm going to get the number. I'm going to get the number direct so you can call direct. I'm going to call direct. So let me get everybody settled with the high noon. Let me get everybody together. If you ain't going to play the game, let us know. But if you are, we're going to come back because there's a lot more program to go. I'll tell you. It's a good conversation with y'all saying because it makes sense to me. Think about you can't trust everybody. Like you said, they could take you out. They had a rigged election. We heard that talk. Hold on. We got a rigged election. We got a rigged election. We got all that going on. We got to look at life as what it is. And so you got to play the game until it's all said and done. Make a quick statement. I'm going to break.
I want to speak on the war too. That over there, the reason why Putin is doing a soft war with Ukraine, it's a soft war, is because they're all still involved in the pedophile ring. It don't matter what
man.
Y'all think.
I said that.
And I'm sorry to say this, your boy. I mean, I know y'all want him back in office too, but he's trying to clean up his act on that too. Because when that man went to jail and the government killed him, they all was trying to cover their tracks. So everybody's involved in all of the shit. If he did not mess with little children, Trump, because I don't believe he did, he was still involved sex. Sex. If he did, he did. He was involved in sex.
Well, let's go with
period.
That. We'll take up on that. We'll take up on the sex. We'll take on the sex because,
and
again,
Ukraine is the first country to implement the World Economic Forum Great Reset.
They want to use Ukraine. Ukraine is horrible. Because that's their go-to right there. So
outside of yourself, how many blacks that you deal with on a regular basis will actually know what you're talking about with Ukraine? That's the stuff I'm trying to tell y'all makes sense. Like the brother said earlier, it sounds good. But when the reality comes, if you're taking care of people and all this stuff and they cut their stuff off and you got to now take on now food, people, other elements – that they're going to cut off, you're going to start to feel a different pressure
right.
that you
that
have
God
never felt.
That's
the God I'm trying to figure out how you're going to expel that one because it's already got many of us already without mind power.
Well,
and the camel God.
You know, we're dealing with a very critical and crucial time. Most crucial and critical times that I've ever witnessed. Being as young as I am, you know. We all don't want to say nothing else, so we say as young as we are. Now I want to talk about the pronunciation and the realization. Now the educators, they call it ESP, positive thinking, right? Some of the people on the cross the other side of the pond call it vibe, vibration. Astrology and all those different things, you understand? But I call what it is what it is. What it is what it is. Look at him. Now you see, a brother, you take in the ghetto, you find a whole lot of crime. I can understand, hey, I know what it means. Being 9 years old before I got my first pair of underwear out of a store. You know, putting on a half-pressed suit from the pawn shop with tennis shoes. Trying to be hip. So I know where it's coming from. Like the fella say, having catfish head stew. And then like the catfish went in there with his head and come out very quick and didn't leave nothing else. Now it's one thing the educators and the politicians and the establishment gotta remember. Now brothers need jobs. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. Get hip to yourself, good God, my brother, and get it from the street. You don't work, you can't eat. This, you don't work, Lord. You can't eat. So you got to have mind power to deal with starvation. And that's what we're dealing with. You see, we can't go back to the biblical stories. Two loaves of bread. Or two little fishes, five loaves of bread. Two little fishes, yeah. Five loaves of bread. Now look here, too many brothers to go by that. I want your brothers to dig where we're coming from. Set your mind right here. Dig the JBE experience. I dug this from a young man out of New York. He said the GBE. The GBE. Now we want to take it to the JBE. The JB experience. Now Fred, brother, brother, lay it on me, lay it. Mind power.
Harlem, south side of Chicago, the Bay Area, what? Five point buttermilk bottom and a...
Man. Mind power. All right, we back. Okay. We're going to keep moving on with the show. There's so much going on. Everybody is out here. We got a lot of you on the line. We're going to bring many as you can. I got my caller coming in. This because of the show, that's why I'm having a problem bringing in. So, sister, I'm going to go through another line and bring her in. I told him to call another line. So let me get find that line. Queen, you in there? I think you in there, Queen Shanine. If you're there, please bring the sister in. And have her on mute until I bring her, just to have her in there for me, please. And I'm going to set it up. Now, let me get back to the park. I was setting that up for the call. And when you get them situated, let me know. Again, I'm glad y'all bringing this thought because this show is being listened to, and that's why we call it the Dry Bones, because it's across the whole region. And let me just say this. I'm looking at morality as a moment. No one wants to regulate a free mind, a free thinker mind. Nobody wants to do it. And so everybody put yourself on mute and bring everybody back in, but I want to make sure I get the sister on here because she was with Turning Point. That's why they didn't want to come on. That's why we had a hard time. This is from Turning Point. We had a correspondent there that we ran to, and she was doing magnificent young. I told you, the brother and sister that was there was small, but we was in there sporadically like salt and pepper, but more salt than it was pepper. And so we had a good time nonetheless. But Turning Point, Candace Owens, she met Candace Owens. And they had a thing there, so it was just so good. I'm glad I was able to get somebody that was in there. Sister, are you with us? Sister, you with us? Did you get hooked up? I got your line open. Are you with us? I don't see the problem. Did y'all get through? Let me know. I'll keep it going. Now, those of you out there listening, oh, her phone dropped. Okay. I'm so sad because I'm trying to get people on here. They ain't going to be able to make it through. Let me see. Give me a minute, y'all. I'm going to bring Brother West back in here. Y'all keep it going for me until I get there, because this sister was there, and this is a very good call here. So let me open up y'all mic. Brother West, you were saying something earlier. And there you go. And put yourself on mute, because I'm hearing a lot of... There you go. There you go, brother. Got you back in, finally. It's a lot of people online. I told you, I'm trying to get a lot of people online. I'm trying to find the right people who was calling. Her phone dropped. That's what's happening. Go ahead, Brother West. Jump in for me.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. What I'm trying to say, man, if you saw that thing I sent you about the mind control and the music, having people in California got played where they was at when the riots happened both times, they standing on a whole bunch of gold, silver, and oil right in the Crenshaw, right in the hood of California, man. So anybody out there, if you out there and you own your property, bro, you own a gold mine out there, man. And the thing you was talking about, electronic mind control, I got all the patents for that. If you watch that video I sent you, it's about 3 hours long, about my man got the patents for what they're doing with all the music, the electronic phone, and everything, man, and with the patent numbers, all that. It's a beautiful time to be alive, man. I'm going to mute myself and let everybody else talk, man. But I love y'all, man. Anybody that's on the line,
man?
Just me.
Yeah, Brother West, I'm on the line. What's going on with you? You all right? Thank you.
Yeah,
what's going on with you? Everything good?
Everything good, man. Everything right on schedule. I hope my man Sean Caddy on the line, man. That's who I really want to talk to. I hope Sean Caddy on the line still open.
You on the line? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can hear you, Brother
Caddy. Okay.
Yes, sir. Break it on down.
Hey, brothers and sisters, let me recall that, brothers and sisters, because everybody on here
you know, I have a lot of respect for with the mindset and their outlook and thinking and stuff. So it's really appreciative to hear the voices. So it's always an anticipated day when the Blog Talk Radio is on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, one thing I wanted to talk about that, you know, the Bones was talking about a long time ago is that, you know, we talk about, you know, we talk about foreign forces coming into our neighborhoods, and we know that it's going to be a new Silk Road, right? And see, this is a part of the new Silk Road program. And so, but always, I mean, what I said to her, we said we don't want nobody coming into our neighborhood, but they coming in whether we want to or not. So now, when the shit go down, now it's gonna be a politics, because now those Latinos or whoever that know how to self survive and go fishing and hunting and all that, because some of us don't know how to survive like that. Go to a lake and maybe throw in a little fishing line or whatever and sustain yourself, because everything is going to be so expensive. So now you have to coalesce with someone. You know, the bartering system comes in. You can have to trade what they can't get, and they, you know, depending on if they want to trade with you or not. So it's going to be a very interesting dichotomy when it comes to this survival trend, and it's going to come down whether we want it or not. We're going to be forced fed. And what's y'all take on it?
Good, very good take. Well, I'd like to hear from y'all. Let me hear from y'all one at a time, because you know everybody wants to jump in and keep it. If anybody asks you a question, I'll let y'all talk. Give yourself at least 30 seconds to a minute to respond, at least finish the question. Go ahead. Somebody wanted to say, Brother West, you want to say, what's your thought on that?
Yeah, yes, sir. Hey, I agree with what the brother just said, man. Y'all in the right spot in Florida, man, where you can just throw your line in the water, get you some oranges growing on trees. And, well, man, I see some deer and all that shit walking around. I thought to take that doe out yesterday morning. Well, this point
what they do.
Whatever you need, the universe is going to provide, man. You just got to be cool, get it, man. It might not be what you want, but it'll help you out, man. So you got to always remember where you are. And if the creator take care of the birds and all the animals, man, we take care of, man. Y'all just got to know how to roll with it, man. It's part time to be alive. I love it.
Well, I'll tell you like this. It is, because it vindicates life that we at least can say, hey, sometimes you go through things and no one even knows this is even taking place. They go through a prism of not seeing, and I think that's a beautiful thing that all of us got on this program, you're able to see. We're going to be changing up some things next. I'm going to try to get as many people on. I do have people that I want to bring on who are at the program, a youth and everything else, because it's hard to get this phone, and they did not come through, and they did come through, and the phone drops. So we are hopefully maybe we can get some more Turning Point people on here, because I think my point of view is to let y'all hear what people are saying. And let me just say this. They always say we ain't looking at the same thing I was told a long time. We ain't looking at the right group. Y'all keep looking at celebrity people and people that – the people who make a difference in your life, you live right with them. You live right with them.
So you drive along.
The people that you live around, is where is that? Go ahead. I hear you. Jump in.
If you're trading cryptocurrency right now, try to go and trade some. This just is some advice, family. We're not no financial gurus or none of that. So, you know, this is a disclaimer. But go buy the Russian ruble now that it's real low, so you can pile up on that currency, the currency bonds of that, because Russia is heavy in the crypto game, heavy in the crypto world. So I'm not saying put your whole fortune into crypto, but use the crypto to be able to barter in different currencies around the world, because where we at right now, it's a paradigm shift of that's why they're trying to funnel a lot of this money through digital currency, because it's so corrupt at this moment. If you tell people, I just had two of my partners told me that they took $25,000 out of their 401ks. So family, go check your 401ks, because that's where we are right now. And the Federal Reserve came out and was basically, they put a gun to Jerome Powell's head and made him raise the interest rate. That's so the banks can back out and short everything. So they're going to get ready to do a big short. And family,
just have a diverse form of currency and whatnot, because I just explained that Ukraine is already on the cryptocurrency slash social credit score slash medical, all types of medical information about you. So now they're going to literally put sanctions on regular citizens if you don't comply to whatever's going on with the world.
Now, let's be honest. Let's go with that. Let's go with the area because, I noticed that it's separation. It's a separation in people when it comes down to the states. Each state got their own bloodline of what they think and so forth. You see Florida. They mentioned the Hispanic community, who I've seen clearly was there, is going to have a political voice, regardless of what you might think of politics or whatever. That group somehow is going to be there.
If you don't start practicing self-sufficiency, we at the point where you got to start practicing self-sufficiency because you've been abandoned, black man and black woman.
They're pretty much on that level. Now, abandoned, when I say abandoned, again, we're going to have this conversation because I know left brain, right brain, thought, and I'm going to bring some more of y'all in here on this. The ideology, y'all say y'all bringing in, y'all see them bringing in people who are tribal, even though they're from Afghanistan. They got different tribal groups within their set that they deal in just like anything else. The question of some of y'all that we're talking with today, is it possible that they bringing over here different sects of people, just like they say, y'all say they brought us people over here and separated. They had the indigenous believing they was over here and over there. They could easily do that over time. So you figure if they bringing all these people over here, y'all said because of population, Brother Kwame hit it off, and I'm bringing all y'all, hope to in a few minutes before we can discuss all that. If all these people are mingling with us, they know exactly where to come. They have no problem living amongst us at all, at all. They would come
I was just going to say real quick, bro, it's like on my block, literally on my block, is African people buying up a lot of the property. And it went from Mexican, now it's African, not even within a year. So what is that?
How they know, how they learn. Now, either bringing in highly educated people, or they bringing it out. Some people say they bringing it in these different factions. Somebody taught them that real estate right away. Seems to be a thing. But here's what the dude said. I will say this. He said that the real estate could be easily brought by us in other states. He said sometimes we would have to think out the box, though. That's what the man, he said, because we don't realize you can get better value for your money, that we never get taught how to make value of the money, which is pretty much true for all of us on this line. Unless you start learning by somebody in the game or somebody put you on, but it's just not like fundamentally taught. And that is an issue. And you said they buying it up. I see it. They fix it up so quick. It'd be so pretty. It'd be nice tile. They take an old, and I've seen it firsthand myself. I see it. It can be done. Question today is how we obtain this land at a low yield, at a low take. That's where the problem. You said the bank earlier. Somebody said, I heard one of y'all say it was a bank in Georgia, Citizen. Everybody heard that bank, I guess, up there. Some part, the black bank don't seem to have a big lending. They don't lend that. You go in there, I don't know. Y'all be the judge.
You see, that's the thing. Who controls the so-called black bank? Who controls them
black
now?
Black bank. There you go. That's where I'm at. Who controls them? That's where you got to go, everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
The FBIC. Listen, drive on. Right now, everything is in a bubble right now. Everything is overpriced. Real estate, what have you. You know what I'm saying? So what we got to do, when that reset happens, if you're in the right type of capital, you have the right type of capital, you'll be able to become a millionaire when this reset happens. Because if you buy the land right now high, they manipulating the value of land. So that's what causes a bubble, a real estate bubble. And then if you just wait, everything's going to shift. It's going to be a paradigm shift where everything's going to go and it's going to attach back to the gold standard. Once that happens, all of the Federal Reserve debt money that's out there, because people, it tell you right on your dollar bill, they say this is a debt. And so that means it's worthless. So once the Federal Reserve comes back under control of the gold standard, and like the brother said earlier, nickel was going for $300,000 an ounce the other day. $300,000 for nickels, like the weight of the nickels. So, family, we're at right now, commodities is where it's at. Russia and Ukraine are some of the biggest wheat producers for Europe. Europe cannot turn their back on Russia. If they do, they will starve to death because they don't know how to supply and be self-sufficient for themselves.
There
so they're not going to do that.
That's it. And Germany with the oil.
Yeah.
Now,
Russia,
again,
Russia and Ukraine. I was just going to say Russia and Ukraine, they acquire for 20% of the world's wheat, period. Next to Iowa and
stock
all
to go
the
invest in right now, family. That would be an excellent stock to go and invest in right now. Wheat, it's a commodity. Look in the commodities trade market, and you could take a little bit. They have right now, they have what they call options trading. Option trading gives you the value to buy into a big stock for pennies. They call them penny stocks.
Mm.
Called options
trading.
Now,
let me ask you, Eddie Murphy.
Hey, that was Aaron Russo. Aaron Russo, who made that movie, who was a Rothschild friend.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd.
After telling that story about what he was going to want to do, which is amazing in itself that this is all even thought about, but it's thought about. Human chattel is real, y'all. Human chattel is real. Let me get y'all in here. Brother Ray is doing a drum thing. I'm getting behind music. I told you, after seeing that news, you got to have some music. And all I can say is it's a lot of music out there that can heal you. So best to start getting rid of all anxiety. Sit back, because this world, like you say, is delusional. You bet. Just because something may not happen, whatever may happen may not happen to me, will happen to you. So you got to realize, he said force field. I'm just going to use what y'all say. Y'all better listen to yourself today. Stacey Abrams, y'all brought her up, able to play in Star Trek. Brother, sister, I got to get somebody back. Some of y'all calls to drop. See, I don't do this, but he say a lot of people listening. Oh, they be listening. But Brother Ray, y'all know Brother Ray. I call him the icon, man. Man, he need to make a book. It would have been a good one for sure, because he can tell you some things about it. But the drumming, universal. Play this for a minute. We're going to come back. See you in a minute. baby. Ain't nobody like that more and more than us drummers. That's beautiful stuff right there to the ears. Let me let you know, 3 o'clock, he asked even beyond, if you want to go beyond, just hit each time zone y'all could hit in at the 3. Hey, let it be. I'll tell you, that's not a bad idea. We need some new vibrations. And I'm going to tell you, music changes a lot of things, man. My goodness. All I can say is a lot of, like they say, if you can say it, a lot of fuckery out there, a lot of fuckery. And you don't want to be a part of it. You really don't. You got to try to free your mind from this. And I suggest you do, because what you're about to see next is probably going to be like, you're going to be like, nah, they can't be this crazy, man. It can't be. But like they say, the Vatican, these are things to look for, y'all. The Vatican, Pope Krell, they going to meet. If y'all see that meeting again, and they see it on anything, know they about to complete all aspects of this thing. Meaning that the Protestant and Catholic rift would be mended. That's that wound that was healed. When that wound was healed, the two churches separated. Now that the wound is healed. And look at their views. If y'all look at these views, now they anti-gay over there, supposedly, in Russia and all that. Now, I said supposedly. Based on what you see with the Ukrainian president, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, but I do know that it's strange, that, you know. But nonetheless, they got it where they got the neo-Nazis. Now, I'm trying to figure out now, don't y'all realize now, when I start saying neo-Nazis, don't y'all find it strange that this is the emergence of what's going on over there?
Hey, Drybone, what's their take on the Brittany Griner, the NBA, the WNBA girl? What's your take on that? What's your view on that?
Oh, my goodness. Now, again, she's gay. She's gay. Everybody knows she's gay. If you don't know, she is. Hey, no problem with me. WNBA, probably most of their players may be. I can't speculate how many, but I'm sure there's some there. Okay, cool. That's their game. Boom. They can make money playing basketball. Cool. Now, if your society, which has a high-level Islamic power, y'all said the masculine society coming over here, look what group they letting come over, a very misogynistic government of men coming over here, you know, to battle. Now, who they really going to battle? Look like women, because look like everybody going to be in power in this next election going to be women. I hope y'all paying attention to that, because that's a heavy-duty thing. Now, I told you I'm going to play two takes before we... I got to play our brother, man, because y'all kind of... The man tried to explain to you, and because of Black History, I watched a few more, looked at some more stuff. I said, man, that's sad. And everybody in his family got jacked up, too. I mean, at the end, it's like, man, Malcolm X's family really has some serious... I mean, man, I don't know if they're coincidental. I don't know how you want to take it. But, hey, he did tell us. And he had to know that everybody felt this way that was around him.
In this crooked game of power politics here in America, the Negro, namely the race problem, integration, civil rights issue, are all nothing but tools used by the whites who call themselves liberals against another group of whites who call themselves conservatives, either to get into power or to retain power. Among whites here in America, the political teams are no longer divided into Democrats and Republicans. The whites who are now struggling for control of the American political throne are divided into liberal and conservative camps. The white liberals from both parties cross party lines to work together toward the same goal, and white conservatives from both parties do likewise. The white liberal differs from the white conservative only in one way. The liberal is more deceitful, more hypocritical than the conservative. Both want power, but the white liberal is the one who has perfected the art of posing as the Negro's friend and benefactor. And by winning the friendship and support of the Negro, the white liberal is able to use the Negro as a pawn or a weapon in this political football game that is constantly raging between the white liberals and the white conservatives. The American Negro is nothing but a political football, and the white liberals control this ball through tricks or tokenism, false promises of integration and civil rights. In this game of deceiving and using the American Negro, the white liberals have complete cooperation of the Negro civil rights leader, who sell our people out for a few crumbs of token recognition, token gains, token progress. In the New York Tribune, in an editorial dated February the 5th, 1960, they pointed out that out of 11 million qualified Negro voters, only 2,700,000 actually take time to vote. This means that, roughly speaking, only 3 million out of the 11 million Negroes who are qualified to vote take an active part, and the remaining 8 million remain voluntarily inactive. And yet it is this small minority, the 3 million Negro voters, who help determine who will be the next president. If who will be the next president can be influenced by 3 million Negro voters, it is easy to see why the presidential candidates of both political parties put on such a false show with the civil rights bill and promises of integration. They must impress the 3 million voting Negroes who are the actual integration seekers. And if so much fuss is made over these 3 million integration seekers, what would the presidential candidates have to do to appease the 8 million non-voting Negroes if they ever decided to become politically active? They hold the balance of power. Who are the 8 million non-voting Negroes? What do they want? And why don't they vote? The 3 million Negro voters are the so-called middle-class Negroes, or high-class Negroes, or uppity Negroes, who are referred to by the late Howard University sociology professor E. Franklin Frazier as the black bourgeoisie, who have been educated to think as patriotic individualists with no racial pride whatsoever, who believe in and look forward to the future integrated, intermarried society that is constantly being promised to them by the Negro politician. And therefore, this integration-minded 3 million minority remain an active part of the white-controlled political parties. But it must never be overlooked that these 3 million Negro integration seekers are only a small minority of the 11 million qualified Negro voters. The 8 million non-voting Negroes are the majority, the downtrodden black masses. They have refused to vote. They've refused to take a part in politics, because they reject the Uncle Tom approach of the clergy politician leadership that has been handpicked for the so-called Negroes by the white man himself. This clergy politician leadership does not speak for the Negro majority. They don't speak for the black masses. They speak for the black bourgeoisie, the brainwashed, white-minded, middle-class minority, who, because they are ashamed of their race, because they are ashamed of being black and don't want to be identified with black, they are seeking to lose this black identity by mixing and mingling and intermarrying and integrating with the white society.
Now, I'm going to ask all y'all a question. During the time, see if y'all remember all your so-called... Then we all speak of each of the athletes, pretty much, that was with Malcolm that night, had tragedy, some form of fashion. And the most richest one was able to mix with the white crowd tremendously, with Sam Cooke. And Sam Cooke had many white women. Sammy Davis Jr. Same time this speech going on, he in the Civil Rights Movement. Who he with? Also, Harry Belafonte. Civil Rights Man. Who he with? Also, I can go on and on, but you know, you can stop me when you're ready. Even Dick Gregory. He hanging out at the Playboy Mansion. I'm sure he fucking some white women. So.
Hey, Bones.
Hold on. At the same time this is being said, let's deal with reality. That's why I think we got a problem. How's that looked upon when you look at the leaving the people back then? Jim Brown, fucking Raquel Welch.
Hey, Bones. Yeah. Hey, Bones. Speaking in reference to when Brother X talked about, you know, the liberalisms, and see, because most people, they really don't understand, and they don't understand what liberalism and what the dichotomy of the ticks are about, because, okay, when Turtle Island, as Brother Kwame say, when Turtle Island first got established, and those two factions of Caucasians came over, the two main parties were, you had the Whigs and you had the Tories, and you said the Tories last week, they were the sellouts or the traitors of the thing, right? And them crossing over, and how Trump talked about the rhinos in name. Now, you know, the whole thing is leading to the sabotage of the economic base, but when some of those who are blind to it, they really understand what this whole game is about. It's going to be too late, but it's too late for a history lesson, but they got to get to knowing what's what.
They still had a British allegiance
to the crown, because even if you look at the Hessians or whatever, those who fought in the Civil War, and even the Romans had Great Britannia, but they still had a Germanic base. And the Rothschilds, in the base of their family, they had a mixture of that, because they had the East, West, they German and mixture. But they still had allegiance to the Rome.
Now, let's go there, because y'all been saying it, and I think it's unbelievable that y'all can come up with the same analogy that's from movies as well. What about the Hitler thing? If this is the case, I'm trying to figure out from all y'all. One time, if you know the Nazis is, you know, Hitler want to kill us off. That's all they say, Hitler want to kill us. Then they let Nazis come here, and you heard my brother Caddy say, grown, strong men coming from, what y'all think is going to happen, like my brother say, if a war break right here? We ain't fighting our army now.
Hey,
who do you think we fighting? Who y'all think we fighting? One at a time. Give me
hey, man, it's about the breeze. That ain't me, man. That ain't me.
Okay. You fighting the Nazis. You fighting the Nazis. Who you thought you was fighting?
Who was that? That must have been your friend. We fighting the Nazis. Right. Now, sister, we fighting the Nazis. Now, tell me, we fighting the Nazis, and yet now we watching them bring Nazis over here. How should we be thinking then if we've seen them? This
like
is coming from
don't
NBC.
You know about this.
NBC
like
News. What you think they're going to do?
Huh?
Yeah, we know it. Go ahead. You give it tell them a little bit. It's too much noise.
They're using the MK Ultra on us, brother. And just like Brother Wesley said, They using it with their innovative cell phone towers, the satellite radar-based tracking. And they done put the technology up in us when they be injecting the things up in us when we have our children. Haven't you noticed, brother? I don't know if they still doing it, but I know that they did that for a long time. As soon as you have your child, it's going to the nursery. Now, you know the style what Adolf Hitler did with the children. He separated them from the parents. Now, you know what they did when you had a child when you was in so-called slavery, although that is not our beginning of our history. Because, see, I'm going to stop them from talking about we the minority. We built pyramids. We the ancient survivors of the dynasties of Kush. We the Kemetic Kushites. We got to have to stop letting these people tell us we these African Americans. You know that was a white conqueror. That was a white albinism conqueror. So, you know, I'm telling you, these white albinisms that after our DNA, RNA, a protein of immortality.
Now, I'm going to vindicate you now. They got a commercial. I'm going to vindicate you right now. They got a commercial to come on saying lotion. It come on and say melanated lotion on a commercial down here in Florida. I see it all the time. It's a new phenomenon.
See, I didn't know that. See, but I'm telling you what I'm investigating.
That's good.
I'm investigating. Let me tell you what I'm going to talk about. MK Ultra.
One more.
Nazis.
Okay, one more.
Make it brief. I'm going to tell you what's going on. These Nazis got government patents. So what I'm getting ready to get to, the government patents in the United States Patent Trade Office, and how I'm going to get at them because
yeah,
I'm going to find all of them. I'm going to tell you something, brother. You telling me what I'm going to have to have. I'm not going to need no lawyer because I'm an inventor myself. And I'm going to go under an inventor as an inventor and see what I know what inventors can accuse other inventors. I'm going to tell you why, because I can order my own patent and I can order any other patent because they don't let you order patents.
I want you to make one for us now. Make one for me. How we can patent, how we get but as much money as possible at the moment because we all need it. So that's going to be a good one there. But let me say this, though. The patents. She ain't making that up on patents, though, but they are making them. And we've been seeing that. Y'all been saying that. It's vindication for y'all on this line. Vindication. Y'all been telling a lot of people this stuff. So I'm saying those listening, vindication is on this channel. There's nothing you possibly could throw out here now that probably ain't been talked about on this program and given good solutions to because everything is a simple thing. I will say one solution I don't like that we ain't talking about. Local. We don't never talk about who locally, except Chicago do. He makes sure we know. It's the mayor. He said his state may be already occupied. That's why he really, that's what he tried telling y'all. See, y'all talk about Red Dawn all the time, but Chicago might be already occupied because they are telling the government we ain't listening. And if we let you, and then he did say the people was told they didn't have to do it. He said that too, and then he said that he wondered why black people and other, even not just us, but other people are still wearing this mask and believing Dr. Fauci. I'm trying to figure it out myself now. Dr. Fauci, y'all, come on, man. They talking about a new strand. I ain't making this up. Man came back from hiatus and had the nerve to say, the nerves, that we may have a strand coming. I said, now, that's the Bill Gates saying that this time, next time. I mean, how crazy are these people? Now, again, these people are what we just talked about. I know y'all say they white. And again, my man say, I don't think the Arab community don't even care if you say they white. Because they look at their whole self and they got a multi-grain of people with them. So let's get them off. Africa got a whole bunch of people now that they ain't identifying in our ideology. So are we dealing with different paradigms of people, period, is the question. Because everybody only know one, two things that we know for sure. They want to be five sheltered, clothing, and all the other stuff, food, clothing, shelter, and all that. They want the five senses. After that, everybody else got a whole different mindset when they get over here. Let's get that money. And over who costs? Let's go. The question is, who do you see outside of, I'm going to ask each one of y'all, if you can answer this question, 6661, who do you see outside of the white man? Now, I want to hear about the white man. Outside the white man, who's our next biggest threat?
Arabs.
Latinos.
Okay, six. Hold on. Okay. I heard that. Arabs, Latinos, somebody else? Different regions? Let me get some regions over here.
The next biggest threat is me. I'm the only enemy I got is me. I'm the threat.
So you, that down, I knew that was coming. That's a good one. That's pretty much a good one. My worst threat is me. I do tell you that is up there. That is up there. That is up there. As really one they was tell you in this so-called seminar that was one of the biggest things is we ourselves hold ourselves back. Now, y'all heard this through all these seminars that people give. I've heard it. Y'all heard it. Now, the question is, it does have some validity because you do have to deprogram from a lot of this negative crap that's around us as well. So, again, however you do it, that's on you. You have to figure that out, too. Everybody, but I do will say that it does bring a different calm about myself when I could be programmed from people because they will have you stressed the hell out. So that's the important part. That was about, and money.
Hey,
they say
hey,
the biggest
hey,
divorce
hey,
between anybody is money. Friends and wives hey, is money. That's a fact to y'all?
Hey, Bones.
Is that a fact?
Fact,
yeah,
fact.
Is it relevant
and,
for
and,
this
and,
okay.
And let me show a different perspective on that because when I say Latino, I'm talking about every. You got Peruvian, you got Venezuelan, you got Nicaraguan, Black Dominicans, you got and so a lot
and,
of them
and
look
when we
like
say
that.
Arabs,
but
when we say Arab world,
but
we pretty much mean Yemen. Because for us, it's Yemen. You got somebody coming from Yemen.
Yeah.
You got somebody coming. Now, what about the African world? See, we call African world, which is see, that's how crazy we are. We say the African world, but ain't Yemen in Africa? Ain't Saudi Arabia part of some part of Africa? So we say in Africa, Africans coming. Yeah, they are. They Arabs, Yemen, Libyans, Ethiopians. We got all Africa coming. All of them is here. So I'm trying to figure out how come that story disconnect and connect. So somebody lying somewhere now. That's where we got to get deep at. Somebody like us, these people already here, and they don't have no connection to that story we was fed. Think about that, y'all. The story was fed that we can all, so obviously common sense is now telling us some things, and the only reason I say I choose different things at different times with the Trump thing, not that I worship Trump, but when a president, a white man, tell you that the Native Americans do not look like this, you don't look nothing like the original people. Okay. Now, who have you heard say that, regardless of how you believe in them and talk about them, who, as I look at words, I say, damn, this is the first time I heard a dude tell them, you don't look nothing like, these people tell me they got an ounce of native blood, she was getting loans from saying she had a semi-ounce, a semi-spit, or whatever the hell. How many of y'all ever heard somebody tell y'all the original people, and they made a joke about it. No, you know Pocahontas. Pocahontas, did you go look at Pocahontas? She copper colored.
I just think you're probably
trying
talking
to
about those Europeanized Indians and $5 Indians. I just think
But can he be that? Can he be that dumb? I hope y'all been to the White House. I've been to D.C. Did you see the Native Americans is brown in them galleries? Just go up there, look at some pictures.
Yes, sir.
They got some colors up there. They got them in there. Y'all ain't looking, obviously.
They're red, man.
Y'all ain't looking.
They're red, too.
Hold on. Red man, copper man. I'm called red. We call all women red. Look, she's sexy red. You know, this is all we playing ourselves. The man told you that you don't look like them. Now, secondly. I want you to answer the question too. What person ever said, you ever heard a president tell any of our people that to a white person that you ain't no way you look like these people?
Not on record.
Yeah,
I heard
nobody. Okay. Now.
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
Now,
let's go with the second one. You can. I'm gonna let you talk next. The second one I want you to answer is for everybody out there listening. What president told you that the news is the only one? Who told you that the news was fake outside of Trump? Who was the only one?
Well,
He died. Oh yeah, I think there was one, and he died. What was that current president?
Kennedy. You talking about Kennedy?
No, not
Kennedy.
Kennedy was the only one. Told. He said secret societies, news, everything ran by them. Come on, man. So obviously, somebody gave him the code word to say the trumpet blow thing. That's why I say these books are galactic. All of a sudden, in the final stage of the galactic order, the trumpet gets blown, the winds of war is happening, and we as the biggest group in the world, Malcolm X just told you that you are the sleeping lion. The ones who don't get involved, that's the clue. He said the three million is the Masonic crew. That 33, keep a third dumb, keep a third smart. Which one you want? One third, right, of the angels. Told you who he going to pick. He only need a third to do the job. He don't need a bunch of people. So if you don't wake up, what they gonna do to the dead, you think, who already the walking dead? Somebody, if you hear your horn blowing, put yourself on mute. You can stay in the show if you put yourself on mute, or we got to go through the finding process, and that means we'll shorten it. But, boom, thank you. Now, somebody asked that question. I'm devastated. The dude told you. He did. Fake news, you know, is ruling. Who we supposed to listen to? What kind of intelligence we listen to? Because he is saying something that's true. He can't say everything, or he be dead. Just like y'all, the brother said earlier, I was smart. He was absolutely right. Y'all know y'all listening. He's absolutely right. We ain't never told. That's why we went to go see for ourselves what's in there. And I did feel an element of that Christian, Protestant element that is definitely boiling into a powerful entity, which could be considered spiritual to some of y'all. If it's spiritual, somebody make them news. If you're moving around, just mute yourself. You have to be still on radio. I mean, that's how it works. You ever see them walking around the house when they're on radio? Just mute yourself. That's all you got to do. Now, I got to tell you, these three world wars, I'm never going to say. I just want y'all to realize, I got to play this before the show go off. This is for all you who don't realize what a plan. If we go past one after this plan, what a plan. Y'all got, how this plan working? And at the time, you had Confederate soldiers that were black, who were Masons, and you had Confederate soldiers in the 290-300 range with weapons. Man, that's unbelievable.
He used to be a Catholic and then became a Protestant. This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of our noblest sons. Abraham Lincoln, 1865, 16th President of the United States, Lincoln's private letters that were burnt by his son Robert, restated by Charles Chiniki, who was the personal confidant of the President. In a letter dated 22 January 1870, Mazzini wrote to Pike. Now, Albert Pike is this high Mason who wrote this, the manual, if you like, of Scottish Freemasonry. He said the following: "We must allow all of the federations to continue just as they are. It must appear as things are as they were in the beginning, with their systems, their central authorities, and diverse modes of correspondence between high grades of the same right, organized as they are at present, but we must create a super right, which will remain unknown, to which we will call those Masons of high degree whom we shall select. With regard to our brothers in Masonry, these men must be pledged to the strictest secrecy. Through this supreme right, we will govern all Freemasonry, which will become the one international center, the more powerful because its direction will be unknown." Now, Albert Pike wrote a letter to Mazzini, and that was dated August 15, 1871, in which he propagated that there should be a world order, a one order where all nations are under the control of one central organization. And in order to achieve this, they plan the First World War, to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia, protector of orthodoxy, and bring about an atheistic communistic state. Did that happen? The Second World War, That's also written long before the event. To originate between Great Britain and Germany, to strengthen communism as antithesis to the Judeo-Christian culture, and bring about a Zionist state in Israel. Did it achieve this objective? Yes. In fact, after this war, Israel, in its present form, was reinstated under the protection of Britain. And then, interestingly enough, a third world war, a Middle Eastern war involving Judaism and Islam, and spreading internationally. Well, here's another quote, just in case people don't like that quote. Mazzini with Pike developed a plan for three world wars so that eventually every nation would be willing to surrender its national sovereignty to a world government. The first war was to end the Tsarist regime in Russia, the second to allow the Soviet Union to control Europe, the third world war was to be in the Middle East between Muslim and Jews and would result in Armageddon. Interesting. Now, how were they going to do it? Let's read what Albert Pike wrote about these wars and how they were going to be unleashed. He wrote, quote, "We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist," so the destroyer and the atheist, "and we will provoke a formidable social cataclysm which in its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism. Origin of savagery and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the minority of revolutionaries will exterminate these destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity will receive the pure light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. The destruction of Christianity and atheism both conquered and exterminated at the same time." Wow, what a clever plan. So you rub the two systems which you create up against the other. You create atheism as an antithesis to the Judeo-Christian culture. You have these two clash until they rub each other up. And then out of that, you will get a new world order where you have a new religion which is far more esoteric and actually honors Satan. Isn't that a rather clever plan? Well, it's very successful.
Now, I just want to ask you the question, all of you, one at a time. What a plan, first of all. And do you see any correlation with our time frame of right now in resolution to this being fulfilled based on the fact that we are all anti-Christian? We're allowing men now to become women. And not just that, playing sports, take over records, everything. That's kind of strange. What's next? We got designer babies. Hey, that sounds cool. And then we got 5G. We got a number of things that can lead. Then the biggest thing is that no one wants to say, could even is Iran, the man Biden, hey, he wants to get to do Iran the agreement for the missiles and shit. And would that create Israel's demise? Would that not look like a fulfillment to you in any way, form, fashion, written in your books under allegoric dimensions called the Bible? We are going to hit it up. We at the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to go over a little bit because we excited about the hearing because people say politics ain't alien. What's your take on that, man? Look like the man can predict three world wars. Lines open. Three world wars. One with the, and ain't Afghan, ain't Afghan Islamic? Ain't Afghan Islamic? Ain't they people Islamic? And,
Absolutely. But the Mazzini, right? Mazzini, he took over the Bavarian branch of the Illuminati after Adam Weishaupt passed away in 1860. Now, he later went on to establish the Mafia. So when we look at, and I'm gonna give you the connection to the Mafia, right?
Ooh.
When you look at John Wick, right? When you look at John Wick, how he tried to leave. Now what they did, they put out a call. Now everyone who took the call, they had an assignment, and those are the so-called hitmen. That's why they say, well, when you talk about Trump, they said he in power, but they showed him who could take him out of power. And if you put those scenarios together, when you look at the movie, well, all the series of John Wick, it goes to show you who's controlling the high gunmen, who's controlling all the assassins. Because
well,
now you gotta have land. You gotta. They didn't say, but they had wit. They had everything, the money. It was the Italians, really. Remember when the sister went in, she was trying to take over. So she was trying to get Wick to do a job to take out her brother, which it would all go back to the black nobility. These are Italian nobles.
The Lombardos.
German in nature. Moorish in nature.
And Moorish, German,
yeah.
And again,
all of that,
a lot of Moorish out there. And again, not by design that we say this, because it's by facts. It's not like we're making this up. I just want to know that. Look at what we're looking at too, and I just like, how do y'all think about? I mean, cause think about it. At the time this Bible, this man made this story. We in a civil war. That's why I put that picture up today when it says I'm back, and then I looked at how you gonna do it? It's an army out there, untapped. I'm telling you, percentage wise, that we are to give that. We got no energy. Say for instance, all the energy of that 3 million. That just take Malcolm X's analogy. The 3 million, or now maybe 5 million that we do have that votes. Just to do that for now. The majority, I say 90% in a Democratic Party. We're not even smart enough to make it 50-50 where we rule both. That's just numbers, even if it was both brains. We could have said, you know, if the black folks who didn't vote, I told you, it's a way to politics without even having to do a fight. Look what the battle is. You signing your name or you signed it to a party. Is that a lot
right.
of work, really? Now, look at the deal that you got. Hold on. Just about enough to talk about politics. It's about numbers. That means these ticks are jumping in. Now, by the number, just 80, let's just say 10, 15 million or 20 million, it's over that number. 20 million of us don't vote. We were smart to say, you know, we ain't got shit. How are we going to do anything? We can't beat them. They give you a way to beat them without even using weapons. Ain't that something? That's how you know you're smart. If you could beat a person without even having to hit them. We all signed up on the whole that right now give a Republican 50% and give the Democrat 50%. This is hypothetical right here, since they don't like to answer. Wouldn't that be a strange vault to the mind of politics just on that level right there? That's a yes or no. Wouldn't that be a vault without even – would that be a vault? No, before you say something, because I know you want to say something, but would that be a vault
of
energy that'd
right.
be unreal?
Because that's a vote, my brother. That's what
he's
I said.
He's just saying, yeah, I'm right,
bro.
So he can talk. So he can talk.
Yeah, so.
Go ahead and say it. What you got?
That's what I said months ago, where half of us go to Republican, half of us go to Democrat Republican, man. That's how the rich do, man.
Yep.
They bet two horses.
That's how they do.
And yes, sir. So we got to figure out how to walk.
That's what he just said. We bet on two horses. We right now, we broke from one horse. We a one horse chain. All we put our money into one big ass bet and lost, and now can't find a way back. That's all I can tell a person without really debating anything heavy duty. You just said it. A vault, but you always say electricity.
Yes, sir.
That's a vault without even doing nothing. Not even doing nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to vote. If black folks see, we're going to get their ass. Boom, 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 boom. Boom. I bet you'd be like, oh, shit, you'll see a whole different game without you even shooting no weapons. But they got you wanting
yes,
to
sir.
Kill, and killing is not, and killing is a new religion, y'all. I'm going to tell you, they got them watching games. I've seen friends and family on that phone playing that killing Mortal Kombat, and it looks like it's preparing your mind for a war. Now, think about if that's the case. If a foreign occupation army and all your kids been watching, including adults, and myself included, have seen these games, and they look real because you go to the arcade and start to play them, you're killing them, boop, boop, boop. If you do this on a daily basis, and then a real psyop happens, what y'all think going to take place? Because we will be almost like kind of our generation would be helpless to really shoot. They don't really know how to shoot. Think about it. Most of the weapons that we shoot off
right.
misses the target. And so I'm trying to figure out what happens
point,
if a Go ahead, jump in. I'm going to stay quiet. Jump in. You heard, you said Major, whatever y'all say. Go ahead, jump in, my brother, Gaddy.
No, I'm listening to it. I just say that you made a good point on that with the weapons.
Oh, okay. Because I'm trying to figure. Go ahead. You're looking at what?
Oh, no. Well, and what you're saying, because a lot of them are playing around, and then when the real deal happened, when somebody pointed a weapon in your face, you know what I mean? It's unexpected. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of freezing up, too. That's going to be an instant surrender. It's going to be out of shot.
Because it's going to be like a thing where they're playing a game. Most of the games is, from what I'm seeing, and I've been on a few of them, that most of the game is foreign occupators coming over to take over America. Or you
there
going
you go.
Over to take over somewhere. And then on espionage 101, so they teaching you actually, and I hate to say this to people who don't really know the Bible, but, I mean, y'all never realized the guerrilla warfare. If God say I'm a God of war, that way he really say I'm a God of supreme strategy. In Exodus, he say I'm a God of war, 15 something. I mean, what war? Could be anything. Your mind, art of war, like y'all been saying on here. So my thing is to us, as supposed to be mentally astute as more than anything, I'm trying to figure out if these things were said during a civil war, where black folks had 294,000 men with weapons. What you in that mindset for a minute? Can y'all do that? My people getting their ass whooped down in the South, blah, 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 blah. Now, I can see the people going to say the South, the argument would be for the South who joined would be they were forced to. Okay, let's go with that premise. But what about the ones in the North? I mean, after they even won the war, you don't think not one of them said, you know, we got enough weapons to fuck the whole country up? What's y'all take on that?
The fact that you got to question that lets you know that you already know that it's some false information they give us. Because as soon as you say that, if people want to fight you, they want to say, well, you made a point. Can he answer the question? Because that's a part we got to stick on. They was not forced. You know what I mean? And why were they fighting if the war was against them? You know what I mean? So, yeah, you make some points.
Right. I agree. That's the void out of my mind that I'm still trying to figure out. I looked at pictures not long ago, y'all, of the Civil War. I mean, man, we fighting, we got some guns, we doing Masonic poses with people, with guns too. I'm like, shit, this thing is deeper than we can imagine at some point. And then we're seeing, what I'm seeing is each state now can create a war. If choose to be of secession. Now, I don't know what, I heard Red Dawn, I know I watched a lot of movies, I looked at a lot of these government things that people told me to look up and come to find out. Hey, man, I don't think y'all realize, though. Y'all do know Russia have a lot of power that seems to be forgotten about based on giving it to them through Nixon. Remember Khrushchev? Y'all forgot about Khrushchev and them. I'm glad I grew up in this era. I could see these presidents. Man, they had some hell of a president. They all looked at like the Mongols. You ever see the Mongols? They look like the Mongols, like from that area of where Asia and them meet. Now, that's a barbaric group, man. They like to fight a lot. And I'll say this. I'm kind of nervous now that y'all even said yourself, y'all noticed people coming into the country. They even said it all over the news. They got healthy men. They even said they unvetted people came in. Through the Afghan, that thing that they brought over here, how do you know right now? And I can say what y'all want, that they setting Biden up, and y'all just forget I told you, but Kamala Harris, have y'all been watching her? Have y'all been watching this feminine energy as the vice president?
Shit. Man,
what's y'all take on that?
That's questionable. That whole thing is like a big joke. I always still say that the USSR could stand for United States Soviet Russia, because Biden made a mistake on TV
and said, oh, it's just going to be a little incursion. Like, how do you know that?
He told you.
You understand? And now
he
they invaded.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
And then
you
they
heard it. I'm glad y'all so, heard it. Thank you. Yep.
So like I said, Dry Bones, you point out the real little things that means a lot. You know what I mean? That little question right there should make everybody just stop and focus on that question before going on to anything else. Because, like I said about the slave ships, ain't nobody in Africa ever talked about slaves being taken from Africa and sent up to America. That's not even in their history. So there's nothing they can speak about. You know what I mean? But only we on this side know. So when I say that, people say, well, it was some slave. I said, okay, here we go.
Well, you got to know the story of the Clotilda to kind of really correct yourself on that one there, brother, because you got to understand that did exist. The continent was not fluid to that point where those stories would spread that far, because you had intermingling of tribals and interfighting among tribes. But for example,
I've seen the ships too that y'all talking about, and y'all speak on me. Hold on, let's make some clarity there, because I want y'all to be both. I'm gonna both of y'all speak on it, because that's like I like that we can, because that's the two thought patterns that is fight. Now let's go with brother. He said about the slave ships. Now there is legends of them coming into South America more readily than they said to the Americas, because of the way it was traveled, the way the land was traveled. So obviously they had to make a certain parallel to get here. That second question I want to ask y'all, if this is the case where y'all saying that slave ships are the size, I see the slave ship here in Key West. And they not big, but they had some heavy-duty gold on there that you couldn't touch. You had to put your hand. They had a lot of gold. I ain't making this up. They had a lot of gold. And they were showing pictures. That's all they could get from the ocean. It wasn't big. Now, I don't know that slave story. We got to look at pictures. That the one that got us going around and everything, I'm not saying they have a platform, and they ain't saying they got pictures of Arabs bringing them, because the ones I see bringing them was Arab looking. They got the oldest pictures with Arabs, with hoods on, with the dashiki, the diadem. Now, my question to y'all is, okay, they had some knowledge of that, but for the amount that we claim they had to do, let's just use modern-day knowledge. How long would it take a cruise ship to get across there, at least one? Some days, right? To go across, some days. Yeah. Now the slave ship that I've seen that they had put back, it'll be hard to bring that many people as they claiming to America as they claiming. And yet they told them themselves through immigration. They said, we don't need no more African slave trade over here because we got enough right now. And that came out their own books of comments. So I'm not saying it didn't exist. All I'm saying, I don't think he's saying it didn't exist. I don't think the magnitude that we taking it to exist is kind of different from what we are told. We act like every ship came over like Titanic every minute. Boom, 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 boom,
yeah,
boom, boom.
Right, boom. The reason I isolate. Go ahead, bro.
Let me say this.
If they tell
you slaves came and built America, and I'm an architect today, you cannot get nobody to just put something together without the math, the science, and everything, the soil, knowing. You can't do that, man. That's what I'm trying to say. So if I go to Ethiopia, then somebody 10 years later say, man, they took Caddy and a few people over Ethiopia and forced them to do some stuff over there. No, maybe I traveled on my own.